Is Jenny still there?
Now, what's your impression of the show?
Y'all are crazy.
Yes.
Right on. Did you know that your brother is an elite hacksaw, part of a counterculture tyrant organization striking out against child porn, which strikes fear into the hearts of thousands of people every day, and he is known to us as Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Did you know that? Now you do!
Now you do.
Now you do! He is to be feared! P-H-3-3-R! Fear your brother, for he is mighty! He is mighty from on high, with many skulls and voodoo things going, ah! Oh, yes!
And he's gay.
He's not gay. But
wait,
he is
take that
Lee Taxor.
He is Lee Taxor.
He is Lee!
This is Jenny, Lieutenant Zombie. Sister listening to What the Hell.
Excellent.
You two are Lee Hacksaw.
What the hell?
That's understandable. Siblings, parents, somebody you're related to.
That's not understandable.
It's not understandable. Sorry, well.
It's not understandable. My dad's a fucking shithead. He goes and like, oh, I'm $10 million in debt. And I gotta pay for that shit.
Dang.
What is this? Fuck that.
The way it works.
No.
That's what I'm wondering. How does that work?
It's medical grade, okay? So they put them through, like, sick tests. Because you can put, like, a 250-pound woman in there, have her seizure, and they can't shatter.
Because 250-pound women seizure more than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Time.
This one is... Okay,
go ahead.
Fuck what you think.
It's all one company. Okay. Don't be deceived.
I'm sorry.
Radar detectors. The guys that make the radar guns.
That's right.
That's true.
It is.
Very true. But the thing is, right?
Who makes Band-Aids? The guys that make what?
Everything is working. Nothing like being a mad scientist co-leader. This is the fucking best.
I love the webcam.
Fuck that. So I'm going to be like Samuel L. Jackson, the Canadian. I'll be like a white Samuel L. Of course, that'd be a big shift, wouldn't it?
When
that's
I was working in London,
that's what people
I asked. I asked them, "Where's your pop? Where's your pop machine?"
Oh, I've got a big announcement.
Pop? What's a pop machine?
You mean the drinks machine?
Oh yeah, it's straight
the
down
drinks.
The hall. Drinks
so
machine. It's not a pop machine.
Soda?
No, so not soda. It's drinks.
Cola?
Cola.
Cola would probably work.
Coca Cola, you limey teabag motherfucker!
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
No! And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Well, that's it. Oh, yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
All of our levels.
Did we get through all the intros?
Is there anyone actually listening out there, or are they all here in the studio tonight?
I think we outnumber them. I think we outnumber them tonight.
Okay, before we do anything else, let's get through all the webcam pics off the top.
Right now.
So
okay.
Who's going to man the camera?
I will, again. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Don't have a mic, so... Why is this... Microphone sounds so shitty.
Okay,
So, going around the room, I guess we'll start at the door and go.
Yeah.
We can't actually use real names, so I'm going to make up names as we go. Here. We have, in the studio tonight, we have Douglas Manson, Charles' younger brother. Look all crazy, Doug.
And you're from the band Erase. And what do you do?
I play drums.
Stop
okay.
Moving.
Oh, he's the drummer.
The drummer.
Why am I not surprised?
Why am I not surprised? He looks crazy. Okay, then we go over.
Wait, look at the camera. And give us a steady smile.
Steady smile. Sincere. Sincere now. Come on.
No, it's necessary because it's really hard to get a good picture on this
window. Oh, yeah, no. It's fucking cool. I play the drums.
Excitable people. That's amazing.
Uncanny.
Then we have, what the fuck is your online name? You. Yes, you. You.
I don't have one now. Yeah.
Okay, you are now Carl.
Carl.
Speaking of the
Thank you very much for that. Speaking to the microphone, Carl.
That's Carl. That's Car with a large L. Like car, like a vehicle with a large L. That's Carl. Okay, Thank I don't you. Know. Fuck, it's good enough for now. Anyway, so there's Carl. And then Car-L. We have 4L's younger brother. And down to girl. Girl on the lower left.
Girl on the lower left.
I've been away for I haven't been here
a long time.
Very blue.
New Year's.
You're looking good.
Month and a half.
Dream. Last time I saw you was New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to one show like after that. And
I have a girlfriend. She is so blue.
Now hold it.
Yes. Product shot.
Product endorsement. I like Dole. And then we have.
Is that Dole or is that just. It looks remarkably
back
like
of Inky's head.
Honey milk tea.
We have shaved Inky.
I don't know
guy.
About that.
Hi, I'm Inky and I'm here on the show.
Now be less animated for a second.
Less animated.
Okay. Then we have.
Now another hot chick on Rack Radio.
How do we get them all in here?
We have Quoth in her Star Trek top.
This is my Star Trek top.
Now, touch your communicator. Touch it.
Beat yourself up.
Touch the communicator. Massage the communicator. This is broken.
It's broken.
This is not working. Oh. Can you make a...
Self.
Oh.
That wasn't very zoomed in.
Come on, that was clever.
Okay. And over to Soma.
It's my turn.
Again.
Hi, Soma here. I'm cold.
Cold?
Yes, I'm very cold.
Well,
you had to
you're in the right room.
Drive with the sunroof open all
So I like a nice cold breeze when I'm driving. What did I say?
Black Wolf.
Black Wolf in the house yet
Black
again.
Wolf in the house. And we have, back from a long vacation, Ronan Sariat.
Still there. Ronan Sariat, the first Ronan on vacation.
He went there, bought the hat.
Just a sec. We're having difficulty with the black face. Let's try the...
Oh, come on.
There we go. We're look. That
there
looks,
we are.
There you go.
Hey, how'd you do that? Holy cow.
I'm smiling, too.
Turn off the IR.
Professor Scott Harker from Miskatonic University.
Zoom.
Good evening. No, this is Professor Scott Harker.
And everyone can see this on the webcam. The webcam's fucked up. But go to www.rantradio.com and click on what? Webcam.
Good enough. Over
click
to
on the floating webcam so it updates.
Over to Erase Guy.
Erase. Profit
Erase. Little hook'em horns. And then there's me.
I'm Bart Simpson.
Yeah, fuck, will the camera's been on you long enough? Over to me. And then there's Cheyenne. No, my camera. Mine.
Out of the camera.
Look at me. I'm the lead singer of Motley Crue. Okay.
Listen, less animation.
Are
Quit
you
moving.
Actually saying that to me? Okay, Drexel says I can't be as animated.
A few seconds.
Ooh, four more years.
Four more years.
I mean, hey, you're a natural poser.
Oh, natural poser.
Whatever.
That's good.
Go piss out of your pubic hair, you fucking weasel.
Oh, shouldn't.
Okay, so, your old
pal,
Uncle
Dak, saying,
Dak.
What the hell?
Uncle Dak.
Dak has returned.
Yes, I'm back.
Come sit on Uncle Dak's lap and talk about the first thing that pops up. Okay. Then we have
Samarian not looking directly into the camera,
then
zoomed
we have
in.
Samarian looking directly into the camera. And don't forget.
Don't forget what?
Don't forget 100% sexy projectile vomit.
Uh-oh, yeah, he's on the floor.
It's a stealthy.
Hello, you out there in Radio Land.
Hello, all
hey,
you.
Pose!
We're all going to have to wear models.
Freshly shaven.
I will never, ever be a model because the camera would make me up to like 500 million pounds. Don't forget the camera adds 200 pounds. Okay.
It does.
Green beans make great followers.
It makes a difference in proportion between the camera and the TV. Oh, there's a good
He's
shot.
He's beaming intelligence out of
him. Wah, 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 wah. Quick, get the tinfoil.
Okay, that's just fucking great. Okay, and...
And Drexel is going to be in the dark if he's there. Oh, you want to sit down? I'll get you.
It's Blair Witch on Rant Radio. And now we have Drexel's nose.
Nose hairs.
That's all not good.
Scroll all the way back, retard a lot.
Check it out. Suck my ass. Girl on the left, brought Shoggoth Chow.
Shoggoth Chow.
Well, I don't know. It's gelatinous. It's green. It looks like there's a couple eyeballs in there. What do you think it is?
I'll try some.
I think it's her.
That's beautiful.
I'll bring. If you really want some, I'll bring some.
Yes, that's beautiful. That's quite the angle too.
It's all on Rant Radio.
It's quite the angle. Oh, yeah. We've got some good shots there.
Come out of the closet, Rex.
Come out of the closet. Oh, he's gone.
And
Drex just peeks out of the closet.
Ancient times walked upon England's mountains. So, yeah.
Full house, as you can tell. I'm going to buy a new microphone. This is, like, completely distorting.
Well, it's where's your
shite.
Fucking foamy color?
No, it doesn't help. This it might help, but it's really distorting.
Rub the foamy.
I never get those things to fit either.
I know, they're such a pain.
Always remember to tarp your loads. Okay, so what are we doing here?
It's just so big, I can't get it on.
But you're so big.
Okay, that's a bit better, yes.
There we go.
Still need a new microphone.
I see
the problem. It says made in Taiwan.
I've had this since 88, so I think it's time for a new microphone.
It's 88 state.
88.
88 state?
Well, that's much better.
There we go.
Okay. So, very full house. How many people are here? Do we know?
One, two, three. There's a lot of people
here. There's a lot of fucking
people. Anyone really cares, they can count.
Post in the IRC.
15.
They can post
and
in the IRC.
And who wants to read 15? It out in the IRC? Sean Kennedy does.
No, I don't.
You volunteered. Your hand was up.
We saw you. We all did.
Sean, you can hear the crowd. Sean Kennedy
says, I'm going to read out the IRC. Somehow this will magically force me into doing it.
You can hear the crowd. You can hear the crowd.
No,
they love you.
I'm not reading out the IRC. Learn it.
Okay.
Live it.
It's Mr. Echo. Sean doesn't care anymore. He's not caring.
Sean sucks.
Sean sucks.
Pisses on everyone's name. Sean gets a printout of everyone
Haven't
in the
we
log.
Got this process
on
automated yet?
Not yet.
Your benevolent leader has abandoned you. Vote for Rotisserion.
We're in negotiations with Stephen Hawking to read the names out in the IRC. It's Mr. Echo, Kexler, Holy Dio, Shovel, Guardian. There, we've got like two people in the IRC that are protecting it because we had a bit of an attack last week. Yeah.
We did.
Rant Radio's IRC channel.
Had an attack.
Yes. Bad attack.
Someone actually attacked
evil
us?
People. Yes, they did.
Of course
they thought we were too big, I guess, and thought we were a good enough foe to attack.
During the show?
No, not during the show.
I heard about that.
It was during the week.
All the bots in there.
Oh, like they sent in like 200 bots and just flooded the channel. Everyone got kicked out. Holy Dio kept it under control. He's the man.
Holy
he is
Dio.
The holy man. The Holy Dio.
The Holy Dio.
Aunt Jemima, Prophet Battlewax, Ophi Dophi, Crazy Redhead, Creeps Bitch, Matrix, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele, Pseudo Oracle, Urbanite Type X, Erase, Bassist Who's Sick.
Hi, Erase, Bassist
Who's
Sick.
That's a lame excuse.
That's S-I-C, Sick.
S-I-C, yes, spelt wrong. And Lynx RX, Paradox, Snake, Babs, Roto Rooster, Smokehouse, Roto Rooster.
Those are two guys.
Cyber Samurai.
That's a great fucking
It is, Roto Rooster. They should team up.
Rooster.
They should be like a WWF team.
My train is clogged. No worries.
Call the Roto Rooster.
Look, turn that fucker on. Clean. Brought to you from the same people who brung you Shoggoths. Come Roto Rooster.
Cyber Samurai. Templar Knight. Crazy. Insane Mister. Buck T. Floyd's Lapel. Infaloop. Judas Terrell. Coppertop. Katana. Plastic. Street Preacher. Penile Extractions, Forensic, Kha'Zix, Romeo Jr., Zerstor, Atomic Microcubes, Sparky, Lieutenant Major Zombie Server, Shazbot, Starbaby, TYLN, Vampire Marius and Mortis, Xanad, and ASE. So, Lots of people
I'll read
in
them
the
next
IRC.
Week. I'll read them next week. We got
sure, we'll switch up, huh?
Yeah, we'll switch up. We'll
confirmation
up.
Of what?
Oh, fuck, I'm surrounded by sweaty fat people.
Hang on. I'd like to just pass on a message to Nomad Corral.
I feel
acting.
So bad for you, son. It's
that's really cool.
It's a
who's
set.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that?
I don't know.
Hey.
It must be somebody in the IRC. Oh, no.
And I'm so sad.
It's alone.
It's so hard to be alone.
Yeah, that's Sailor Neptune's violin solo from Sailor Moon S.
Really?
No,
it's probably a classical piece.
She knows
it could be that you're
you
just
what?
Using
you
it.
You just did like a total welcome back Nodder thing there. Oh, I know that. Oh, me. It's the contact.
Yes, more chat.
I recognize a piece of instrumental violin music, okay? Do you give me...
No, that's true. And give me, bear in mind, like there could be like some weird gaming, you know, thing that we'd know from physics. And the physics professor would be going, and that ties into the Clark orbit concept. And some guy would be going, I know about that! In the back of the room, and he goes, I learned about that in BattleTech! And
he's like,
good for you. Another good reason why your parents should be married.
Like, not cousins.
Wow. We got back to Bob X stream. I got in contact with Bob X.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who was responsible for that?
He was trapped in Germany for about a month and a half.
Trapped in Germany.
And he wasn't getting his email.
I was only ordering pizza. I don't understand what's I'm not getting in the oven. I'm not. No
matter how cold I am. So Bob Xtreme is back up in full effect.
In
Munich.
In Munich.
No, not Munich.
The thing is, I was not head of SS. I make jokes. Yeah.
So I want to thank Bob X once again.
We found a place where we can hire bombers by the hour.
Shut your mouth! All right, anyway.
And as you heard off the top of the show, that was Lieutenant Major Zombie's sister.
Yes.
We had a chance encounter with her last week.
I wonder what she looks like.
We asked for a picture. Nobody sent one in yet.
I bet you she's like some total rocket, eh? I bet she's like this total bombshell. Wouldn't that just be like, hey, it's so funny? And then like, they post a picture and she's
like
you know,
whoa.
Fucking whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, how's it going? Can we get together and talk about
stuff?
What? Sure. Absolutely. I think she should probably be paired up with, like, one of the major geniuses so we can get that genetic grade curve kind of going on there.
You got to even it out.
Got to arc that up a bit, you know?
She sounded shovel-stunned. I mean,
oh, yeah.
That whole family's, like, group rebate fucking lobotomy action going on there, eh? It's just like, whack, 40 watts to the frontal lobe to your ancestors and just carry that right on down. Fucking come on down. Wong, 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 wong. It's fucking brutal. Uh-huh.
Huh?
Did you know your brother's Elite Hacksaw? No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't even ask
if plays
you
on his
trouble.
Computer.
Oh, she called in because Zombie got
she
her to call. You gotta call my friend.
No, she
my
didn't call in. She picked up the phone.
Me.
I need to use the phone.
Oh, really?
That's why it started.
Oh, my God.
She needed to
awesome.
Use the phone.
I need to use the phone.
And he goes, hey, it's everyone, it's my sister. Oh, it was great.
We
and that turned into a classic comedy bit.
That's just from that's
I love the background. Who came up with the backing for that for the music today?
It was all me.
It's
all
me.
It was brilliant.
It's.
I don't want to toot my own
Do we know where they're from, actually?
Like, yeah, I was wondering about the water.
I can't remember.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
No, I don't know where the Nether mic is. Is there one missing?
Suffer!
Here,
use this one.
No.
If Mr. Teeth needs it.
My point
I mean, there's one for that couch. I think you
What's that?
Like, I am the professor.
Sorry about that.
Like, the mic is gone?
The mic is gone.
Okay. It's not just plugged in and missing.
He's gone.
Well, he's gone. Moo-ha-ha-ha. I don't know where it is. I haven't moved any microphones out of this room. Either somebody's hiding it, or it's fell somewhere.
Actually,
oh, I
see wanted
what
to say
doing.
One thing. Nomad Terrell was asking what happened
doing.
To Medic's pager. It's gone. It no longer
it is
exists.
Gone?
It is gone. Medic no longer has a pager, as far as I know.
He has his cell phone number, though.
The number is 604.
And believe me, it doesn't come for shit, because you can never track the guy down if he used to. I swear to God, the next step is fucking implant chips. That's like a dog collar.
I told you
it doesn't help if it's off and in some other state, huh?
He's driving along down the highway, wakes up, bad sunburn, bit of an itch. Other than that, he's fine. You know, he's never the wise.
Maybe we get him spayed at the same time.
You bet. We'll get him spayed. He'll never notice the large satellite dish coming in his ass.
We do have... projectile Vomit Man does have an extra microphone.
I
So we could switch off. Are you thinking of plugging it directly into that computer?
There's a hole right here.
What?
Ooh.
You know.
Put your finger.
No. No, you can't. It's only one or the other. That's the computer.
Those in Radioland hearing the line, there's a hole right here.
There's a hole right here. We can use this hole.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to go straight
let's,
in.
Let's play something.
We're going to go into the news.
We can plug it in.
Okay, let's play the news.
Okay.
Here it is.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell. I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Oh, that's an old story. Okay. Somebody passed this website along to me, and they were quite disturbed by it. But apparently they didn't do enough research into it. It's www.bonsaikitten.com.
Oh, Bonsai Kitty rules.
I don't know if a couple of people in here recognize
I've
this.
I've seen that. I saw that last.
Okay, so that's a little meow with the beginning.
This is a fully gag site. This is
fully gag before people go absolutely shit-hawk.
Okay,
so that's a little meow with the beginning.
This is a fully gag site. This is fully
gag before people go absolutely shit-hawk.
Okay, so that's a little...
What the hell?
Gag site. This is a gag before people go absolutely shit hawk. Okay, so this is old.
What the hell?
Gag site. This is a gag before people go absolutely shit hawk. Okay, so this is old.
You report?
What the hell? Gag site. This is a gag before people go absolutely shit hawk. You report?
What exactly what the fuck is going on? You need to know.
I heard that it happened, but I didn't hear it here.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on. What is that?
Back on. Oh, yeah. That's all kinds of bad.
Is it? It's
Alien the Psycho.
No. You know Alien the Psycho?
They're good friends of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I made that CD.
You had it. No. Daryl,
I know, no such thing. Hello?
Oh, you got the live as well?
Oh, okay. Are we on?
Are we on?
I know, it's done.
Hello?
Well, you got the live as well?
Whoa.
Are we on?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is.
Well, you got the live as well?
Whoa.
Are we on?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
It's time to find out
whoa.
Oh,
hey,
what the fuck?
That's what I'm thinking.
Stop it!
Eh?
Maybe we're under attack again.
No, this is my computer.
Everybody go kill Soylent Zero. Even if we're wrong, he's annoying.
You got two of those. You want to give me cases?
They're actually for the band. Hey, quit, get out of my CD collection. What are you guys doing?
Don't touch a CD collection. I'm serious. He'll fucking kill all of you.
Or he'll have someone do it.
Bob is doing a good job here. And same thing with the drummer. He's a
plumber.
Plumbers
make good coin, though.
They got good coin slots, too.
Oh, God.
Ding, 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 ding.
God damn, you're pretty
toony
down there.
That's pretty brutal.
Tuning
motherfucker. What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on.
Okay.
It's news you need to know about on What
this
the
try.
Hell. I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
You're going to look mighty funny with your head twisted around
okay.
backwards.
How are we doing out there in Radio Land?
Okay, we're all
can you hear
up.
Us?
We're all fucked
are we
up.
Looping?
Seems fine on this
are we
end.
Looping?
Are we looping?
Are we
looping?
Are we, are we looping?
So,
are we looping?
How are we doing out there in Radio Land? What is that noise? Where's that coming from?
It's like a live remix.
I would like to know exactly what's going on here.
You're going to look mighty funny with your head twisted around
backwards. How are we doing out there in Radio Land?
Okay, we're all.
Can you hear
up.
Us?
We're all fucking.
Are we
seems
looping?
Seems fine on this
are
end.
Are we looping?
Are we looping?
Are we looping?
Are we looping?
So, well, how are we doing out there in Radio What is that noise? Where is that coming from?
It's like a live remix.
I would like to know exactly what's going on.
It's remanufactured. Nothing really touches, but it never really stops. You can't find the beginning or the end.
Check.
How did this computer get us?
I don't know. You didn't click on that or anything? That's very strange. Because it queued up the... Oh, I know what you... clicked on the IRC where it says open all streams right now. And it was the playlist.pls. It was, I posted it just a little back for people.
That was the website.
No. IRC fucked it up.
That's why I'm going to call the guy. It's like you're still talking. Nothing's gonna be happening. That's why you're not a comms guy.
It's just a good habit.
Yeah.
We're all okay now.
All okay here.
So the people listening to us in the archives,
in the studio,
we're okay now. We figured it out. It was not possessed.
We should still kill Silent Zero though.
Just because it's fun. Yes, Danger Girl rocks.
Why did you do it last week?
I wasn't aware it was possible for someone to stick their butt out that much. I don't think it is.
It's not. That's why she's a drawing.
Where is she sticking her butt out?
Well, in that one where she's sitting.
That one? That's possible.
I've seen it.
Trust me, that's possible.
Today?
However, the one where
An hour ago.
Where she's sitting right by the icons there, her back is broken in that picture. Like, I'm sorry. But anyway,
that's all there is to it on that one.
So much.
You actually only are, then it breaks, but then, you know, the fighting stops a lot, too. Boxing Helena. Bad dreams much.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it's about as cute as any of that Cronenberg family shows.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, who the hell is Cronenberg married to? Like, she must have one hell of a
tolerant
sense of... Oh! Yeah,
that's Cronenberg's daughter who made Boxing Helena.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, I see.
No, it wasn't Cronenberg at all.
And he's
it
like, I'm so proud! You know, like...
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
What about that movie Kissed? About the necrophiliacs. I've never seen that.
I still haven't seen that yet. I do actually want to
see
that.
That is a dirty, dirty,
no word
dirty
of a lie.
Movie.
I saw that movie on a date, and not with my current... Anyways, a girl invites me over, hey, you want to watch a movie? Sure, I'll watch a movie. What'd you got? I got one called Kiss. I think it's a romantic comedy.
No, you would think so. You would think so, but yes. That is not the case. Are we broadcasting?
We are now broadcasting.
Can they hear us? Can they hear us?
We don't know.
Can you hear us?
Are we reaching?
Are we looping? Again?
On,
again?
From are we looping? Race past again? Six.
Okay.
It was an attack. We dealt with
it. It was an attack. We fended them off.
Silent Zero attacked us. Go kill him.
Need a microphone, man. Can we have that microphone
that
over
cult.
Here?
Yeah.
There's the microphone. There you go, Derek.
Darn that cult.
There you go.
Those
apologize to the people.
Anti-cult.
I'm sorry, people.
50 cult members.
We didn't kill them quickly enough, but they're all dead now. Rest assured. We sopped up the blood.
Just fucking just kill her.
Okay. Bonsai Kitten.
Back to BonsaiKitten.com.
BonsaiKitten.com.
Bonsai Kitten is the whole act of taking a young kitten while his bones are still nubile and shoving him into a jar. At which point you will leave the kitten in the jar, feeding him air and water through straws until his bones set, and then you've got your kitten in a little square. This is part of the Japanese ancient art of pet shaping. This is a gag sight. This is not a legitimate thing. And I first saw it, I was starting to get sucked into it. I'm like, if this motherfucker.
Like, because there's so much effort put into this website. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's got the kind of sound going on there. It's all bad. And I'm sitting there thinking, there oh my is. God, if he's actually shoving kittens into jars, I just have to
we've got a new target.
My favorite part was super gluing the anus shut. Whoa,
oh, yeah.
Smart. Super gluing the anus shut. It'll automatically divert on its own after about a week and a half. That part was the best.
It says, practical considerations, air. This ought to go without saying, but you'd be surprised how many amateurs forget this detail and wind up with a cold, hard kitty in the morning.
Cold, hard kitty.
If the contaminated vessel is sealed, you must drill air holes prior to kitten insertion. A diamond drill is recommended for glass vessels. As far as food and water, especially if the kitten's head is being shaped, the one most versatile aspects of Bonsai Kitten, it will not be able to eat or drink normally. The most common solution is another hole in the container with a feeding tube to the kitten's mouth, where a liquid food slurry can provide both nutrient and hydration requirements. waste removal. Left to its own devices, the kitten would quickly fill its vessel with its own urine and feces, leading to certain sickness and death, not to mention the inevitable unpleasant appearance and odor. The best solution is to seal the kitten's anus shut with super glue prior to insertion, and then insert a waste tube through the third hole in the vessel, as the kitten's body is still developing. A natural rectal diverticulum will soon form around the tube.
How did you know how to pronounce that?
Which can be drained away.
How did you know?
In any convenient fashion. It's just like a kitty colostomy bag. They act.
I am so fucking offended,
you know,
even if this is a joke.
You know what is the thing? Is like, whenever I was out for a while there, I was looking at like icons, like desktop icons, and in Japanese icon sites, for some reason, they always have, whenever they have like a theme set, they always have one which is a picture of said mascot or character in a little glass jar. I don't know what this is for. It's like must be a standard program that's common in Japan or something.
It's an IEEE glass jar standard.
But it's a little, they're like little characters in little glass jars, you know, like little pandas in glass jars, little kittens in glass jars. So this shit you might actually scare somebody with. You send them some little cat in a jar icon.
Are we leaving out the best part of this?
Which is?
The FBI.
I read that part. I can't remember about it. Maybe
FBI decided to spend taxpayer dollars investigating this site because they're concerned that actual harm might be coming to kitties.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Throw a couple dollars at it, but they actually take
but we're not U.S. taxpayers.
That's right. Actually, we don't care about it at all.
Like you Americans.
I love this. You know, they put so much work into this. You've got the supply kit, wound clip, seal them up kit, gauze sealer kit, nitrate rubber gauze, IV, epoxy putty, a shoehorn, lighted speculum.
You know what's the thing, though, is if somebody actually sends away from this kit, then they can forward that address to the ASPCA.
Yes.
No, fuck the ASPCA. Just forward it to Cult. I'll let a Ronin know in the local area. So I'll say, hi, I'm your Ronin fucking kitty bonsai motherfucking dealer, and I'm going to cut your head off.
They've got groups with hundreds of people on them.
You know who would have to get first crack at that?
I think the pictures of the mildly tranquilized kittens.
Oh, they're great.
The vessels are pretty good, too.
I'm sorry, very well done.
If any guy actually tried this shit, I'd be like, wow, I'm going to beat the piss out of you.
Dude, there's a black and white kitty,
a kitten,
being inserted into the jar.
No, it's stand cats once they're growing up. I don't have too much compassion.
It's not a wide view, so you can't really.
No, it's just a kitten, but I'd still beat the shit out of it.
That's great.
That's a good
head is pressed firmly against. Then they show the rectum there, and you know.
You notice the mild swelling, the allergic reaction to the super glue. That quote's a gem.
Oh, it's really well done. The wording is so funny, but it's just a joke.
It's just
because it's on the internet doesn't make it true.
Really? My name is not actually Florel. I am not from another planet.
Come in a two-dimensional cube then.
No. I was not trapped in a two-dimensional crew like Superman. Okay, so that's
not everything you read or see is true, like the word compassionate conservative. You know, these things don't really exist.
Unless you read and see it in more than one place, then it's got to be true.
Military intelligence, Microsoft works, you know, things like that.
That's right.
I think actually we're getting into the oxymorons now.
All right, anyway, so I have a big announcement to make.
You want to, you really want to say this right now.
Well, why? What else you got?
No, go ahead.
No, fuck it. Nope, Sim doesn't want to make the announcement. No. Everyone's going to say
make
no.
The announcement.
Go for it.
Okay. What it is that last night, let's see, it would have been not last night, it would have been Friday night, I downloaded some Leningrad Cowboys because Scotty, who was visiting from Miskatonic University, did not know.
He's from Miskatonic?
Yes.
Is he a professor there?
He's a professor at Miskatonic. He's originally from England, and he's training he's actually teaches down there.
Oh, excellent.
On the forces of darkness. Anyway, but what it is that I was downloading the Leningrad Cowboys, and I started to think. And I was visualizing, because Leningrad Cowboys, especially their
they make me think.
Their big Treblinka album, where they are with the Russian Red Army Choir singing Sweet Home Alabama and things of that nature. I mean, it's just amazing stuff, you know. And I began to think, now, all the gargoyles out there listening, get ready, because you have to find me a picture. I went to bed that night and I said, you know what, I'm going to get me a large convertible car. I've always wanted one, and now I'm going to get one. I woke up in the morning determined to get a large convertible car. By the end of Saturday, I have acquired a 1965 Pontiac Parisian station wagon that is just shy of 20 feet long.
We need some pictures, please.
We need some photos of a 1965 convertible.
Do you have a color? They need the color.
It's right now it's red, but it's going to be matte black.
Okay.
Now, this is because Good Dowie actually owned this station wagon. And I happen to know...
You bought a car from Good Dowie?
Well, no money's changed hands. It's kind of on the never-never plan. Don't worry about it.
Would this happen to be the one that you wiped out, Sean Kennedy?
No, that was a 1965 Pontiac Parisian station wagon.
Oh, my mistake.
Yes, he had a thing for the Pontiac Parisian station wagon. That station wagon was white and was also called the Great Moby. And there was this guy who had one leg and ran around the city trying to throw spears at me for some fucked up reason.
Holy Dio's car is 20 feet long.
Oh, what's Holy Dio's car?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Is it a convertible? No? Get the fuck out of my face. Okay.
Need a microphone.
Which one?
The Chrysler Newport was 22 feet long.
22 is that the largest car in the world?
That's
there's lots and lots of limousines.
That's sold like
anyway,
you could land a fucking
out,
plane on the hood. It's a flat top.
Yeah, so the sand crawler.
This thing is a full on. This thing is a full on. You know, it's like 350,000 pounds dry weight. Okay, so I'm like, oh, nice. So I managed to acquire the car, but the thing is, the car has been sitting for 10 years, so its engine was fucked.
This?
That's a wrong year.
Okay. What year is it?
1965.
Okay.
Pontiac Parisian station wagon.
Okay.
It's not
deep
a GTO. You'll see lots of pictures of a GTO.
Uh-huh.
It is not a GTO. It looks similar to a GTO, but it is not a GTO. But it looks more cool than that, actually. But it's going to be painted matte black, and it is in my possession now. Now, the thing is, I went around and managed to wizard up the car. And I went down and talked to some people. I managed to wizard up a new engine and a guy to rebuild the tranny for me, so we could probably have this thing up and on the road in about 4 months,
which is
pretty cool. I got to get some steering linkage and shit like that done too. And I got another guy who's going to do a lot of welding for me and shit like that. So,
You're getting a gun turret mounted.
Oh yeah, that's going to that. Actually, what I am going to do is I'm going to mount a just above the back seat. I'm going to have a small flagpole where I'm going to run a Lexan 10-foot pole up out of the back and mount a skull and crossbones pirate flag. So when the top's down, I can mount a flagpole and actually fly a pirate flag out the back of the car and drive down the road.
Wouldn't
that
be?
Not to mention the fact that after checking out the specifications on the DARPA site, it turns out that this thing with a gun turret mounted would qualify as the light anti-tank vehicle.
Yes, absolutely.
They're trying to build up now.
Light.
So this is very, very cool.
So this is step one, though.
This will be shovel one.
Not to be a nitpicker, but wouldn't that be skull and cross shovels?
Yes. If I could get a flag of that, I would put it up.
Anything can be made.
Yeah, but we're going to be having Cult K's on the door and the full logos. It's going to be all kinds of evil, and the car does exist. So that's my big announcement. We have
I love you, and I love your ideas, but I just have one question. At night, does Adrian ever, like, just look at you and weep?
No, her response was that she went to the store and left me alone for half an hour. And she came back, and I had a big smile on my face and said, honey, I got a car! And she's like, I was shopping! I was gone for 15 minutes!
Have you ever woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning with her perched over your body with a pillow right above your face.
And I'm just fluffing it, honey.
She's pretending to fluff it. But no, seriously, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yeah! And then I go down to Princess Auto, where all these guys work, who just, you know, are very cool. And they're like, I tell them about it, and I get really animated. And I'm like, I got this car! And I printed out a picture, and I showed it to them, and they're like, oh my god, that's awesome! And I'm like, okay, I need an engine. He goes, I got a 305 you can have. And I'm like, okay!
Okay!
It's got a, for those gearheads out there, it's numbers matching, by the way, right off the top. So I'm pulling out a high-performance 327 engine from that year with camel heads. Camelback heads on it or something like that. Anyway, the heads are apparently, like, they went to a wrecker. The wrecker, like, spunked his pants, offered Corey, like, $250 per head right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, actually, I'm here for a gas cap. I want parts to I need the car to drive the fuck home. Screw off. But, yeah, apparently.
This is drivable, this car?
Yeah.
In its condition?
No, it's been sitting for 9 years.
Oh, okay.
It's up on blocks and shit, right?
Oh, okay.
So I've got a place to store it on Saturday. I also got a place to store it. I got a place to work on it. I might actually have a garage where I can start working and all that kind of shit. So the thing within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be putting it up and all that kind of jazz. So it looks like I finally got my hands on a decent cult cruiser.
which will make driving to and from the show a lot easier. I can just, you know, drive through Langley. You guys can run out of their house and do, like, Navy SEAL-style bungee rope insertions into the back of
Have you considered converting it to natural gas so you don't, like, bankrupt our country driving it back and forth to the show?
Natural gas is no longer a cheap alternative fuel.
It's not. We are looking
into some Nikola Tesla options, though.
I know. I have natural gas in my vehicle, and I no longer save money by using it.
What's the price of that now?
About the same
Maybe
price
we can power it with yogurt.
It's just shy of 60 cents a liter equivalent.
Oh, 58
cents a liter.
Then you go through more natural gas than gasoline because it's slightly less efficient.
No, I'm talking about equivalent. So you can assume that they're equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm talking about the equivalent price.
Some scientists worked it all that shit out. Blah, blah, blah.
Put a diesel engine in it and run it off fry vat waste.
Yeah, I've been seriously considering that because I know a guy who's actually got a Nissan engine that would go right into my truck, a diesel. I could go punk, and it's just a bolt in. And, yeah, diesel's cheap.
No, I'm sorry.
It does work. You have to refine it.
It's a numbers-matching engine that I'm going to rebuild.
And it costs almost nothing.
Fuck you. I'll go take some Arabic hostages and get gas. I don't
care. just wait another 6 months.
Here, we've got another picture.
Bush is president.
Dun, dun, dun. There it is. That's the one.
1965 Pontiac Catalina.
Oh, that's a Catalina.
State.
Mine's a little
but
bit
But it looks
long.
Like this.
Yeah, it's got a black top on it. But
that's
it looks
pretty sweet
like
looking.
The grill is the same. The hood is the same. It's a little bit longer. It's got a trunk that sweeps six.
Mm-hmm.
But the real problem is
the gas cap is big enough that when you take it off, you can feed, like, whole dinosaurs into the fucking house. But unfortunately, we haven't cloned any of those yet, so you might be running a little dry for a while.
So, yeah, that's is a convertible, which is, like, paramount. So I've been also thinking about different ways that I can mount a stereo in there so it won't get ripped off. Because
it's a convertible.
Well, the SOP, standard operating procedure, is of course, if it's not raining, the top is up. Or the top is down, rather.
Yeah.
If it is not raining, the top is down. So
middle of winter.
Raining, so what I'm going to do is along the back.
You live in Vancouver. That's like 3 days a year.
Oh, well, whatever. Raining hard. Okay, when it's
hard.
Hard.
You have to be driving, so fast enough.
If you're forming puddles, then you put
the
top.
Along the back, just behind the seat, where I'm going to have some of the speakers mounted, I'm going to put a Lexan plate, and then I'm going to bolt the speakers to the Lexan plate, which means I need a mining pick to get it out of my car. And then where my stereo is mounted, I'm going to swing by the old fishing shop and buy me some hooks in
Actually,
a bad way.
The idea that I've come up with
razor blades and hooks, huh?
I'm about to implement is underneath mine, around my amp and around where my speakers will be bolted, I'm putting my favorite razor wire.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Very healthy, very easy to install. Just wear gloves.
Yeah, I have it hooked up to a taser with.
And don't forget about them a year later when you go and change your stereo.
Actually, what I want
directly to the battery.
Of course,
they're hanging everywhere.
There's always the problem with if someone breaks into your car and slices their hands all to pieces and says, I could probably get more from the cops than I'll be punished for.
What about the guy who broke into your van and
it's very rare
shit out of the house?
Let's see. Follow the blood. He won't be that far away.
Right, but if you do get caught, then your life gets thrown to shit.
That's why
it doesn't really work that way very often. I know of several people that have.
Doesn't
had
have
it
to happen very often to happen to you.
No, it doesn't matter though.
It does, but whatever.
Why does he always have to be the rational one?
Why? I'm not the rational one.
That's a very disturbing thought. Trexel is the rational one.
Well,
you come up with the razor wire and the thumb and. Broken bottles.
I think you're misunderstanding Drexel's point is that you should not maim these people. You must kill them. Otherwise, they will have cops.
Have some finality about it.
My point is you should ensure that you'll get away with it.
Whatever happens,
just put up a warning
sign
that says,
if you put up any kind of a warning for anything, including your dog, you're accepting responsibility for it. I was told this by a police officer. Do not put warning signs up for anything, or you're accepting responsibility for
something. I have a 3-point.
Putting up a warning sign implies that you knew it was dangerous.
Why don't you take your stereo?
I was just storing that razor wire down there. I didn't actually expect anybody to put their hands on it or anything.
Bend parts of the steel on it and sharpen them. So it's actually part of the case and go, yeah, you know, I was trying to open it up because it was broken. And it got all bent up. And, I didn't expect someone to break in there and cut their hands on it.
Unfortunately, it's molded plastic and
I
stuff like that.
I tried to mount my stereo with slice wire. It's all I had.
I tried it up there
it's
with
part of the mounting.
It's an artistic thing.
I don't know much about stereos. Wow. What's your job? I'm a computer tech. I don't know much about stereos. Stereos. This is an MP3 player. Yeah, I can mount that. No problem.
But it's not.
But it's a stereo, so I'm all fucked up like February. So that was my big announcement.
Very
that
cool.
I have this vehicle. And this is going to assist with some filming, which we're planning on doing in the next little while. We have some ideas for some filming, so we want to... The whole idea is we've been talking about this very loosely based, but now we're officially talking about it.
It's official.
We were thinking about doing some filming of different adventures when we go down to Burning Man, things of this nature, and we're going to start doing some minor Cthulhu busting and spirit hunting and things like this. This is all ideas that have spawned forth from Professor... Harker from Miskatonicus. Apparently, there are many forces of darkness which need to be dealt with.
Abound around us.
And granted, it's up to the internet and cult and Rent Radio to come together and create a team of superheroes that will go on quests to destroy evil wherever we can find it. So that's the idea. So that's what the big announcement is about the car.
Mm-hmm. Who let him off his medication?
Kind of. And yes, I will be playing Leningrad Cowboys at multiple decibels in the car.
You guys already talk about this?
The hot rod tank?
I want one.
I want two.
It's a Lav 3.
Okay.
105 on it.
This would be radio.
They can't see it.
So what else do we have in the news?
That is
the next one. Cybersecurity agency unveiled. The Gretchen government is creating a new cyberspace security agency to protect Canadians' electronic infrastructure from banks to power grids against possible hacker attacks and natural disasters.
Is that because the American FBI said that we're a haven for hackers and electronic terrorists?
Mostly.
Yay!
Mostly. Because I sent Templar Knight information on how to make a HERF.
What's a HERF?
High energy radio frequency, it shuts down computers.
It's like Nerf with an H.
I'd like one or dozen of those.
Does this mean they're going to take away my bricating antenna flux pulse?
No, it doesn't mean shit, because a cult member is the guy who's responsible for teaching the entire Canadian military their NT skill set and all of their Microsoft skill set. I'm not going to get any more specific than that. But
you don't have to. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But there's a cult member who has basically configured the entire training course, and the Canadian Army does not have the resources required to fucking do that. They'd have to hire some very, very rude, security-minded people to do that. No.
It's just realism.
What do we got here? What else you got?
I'm just getting the next one up. This one's great.
This is
from our great friends in England who are so progressive.
Those limey teabag motherfuckers.
That's right. This one is insurance firm admits using genetic screening.
Now this is Well, this was posted on the cult site about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We posted this. We talked about it on the show at that time.
This is a new one.
It's another one.
Like
now
this was
legal test.
This was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's England. What do you want?
One of Britain's biggest insurance companies.
They're using experimental...
Illegal genetic testing!
They're using experimental genetic tests. Like, ones that they don't know are even really reliable
like
yet. But
what? What the hell?
I don't have a problem with this. Somebody's got to fix their fucking teeth. Please!
The thing that bugs me about the whole principle of genetic testing is you're going to say, oh, well, you have a tendency to Alzheimer's. Up go your rights. Oh, well, you have a tendency to breast cancer. Up go yours. Well, guess what? If you look at just the rate, what the error rates are for DNA replication,
mm-hmm.
every fucking person on the planet should have ballpark seven lethal
conditions
in their body. Odds are those genes are just going to be ones that are never activated.
They may have them, but they're dormant. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're going to happen to a few of them might fall in areas that actually don't matter. So you luck out and you don't have a lethal problem. But it's this is the standard. So everybody has a predisposition to something.
Okay,
so
but if that's the case, it's not an issue, because the whole point is that they're going to go, your rates go up because you're more of a risk. If everybody has the same level, what you're talking about, like the certain number of risks, well, then the rates won't change at all because we're all equally at risk.
Yeah, but
if we are.
The
rates go up anyway.
Sure, they could raise the rates, but they're not going to be able to argue to anyone who they're trying to come up with evidence to make a valid argument.
Well,
the
other problem too is they may just decide,
and they're not going to win that argument.
If you make it legal for people to do these genetic tests before you get insurance, it means that they can basically say, okay, anybody who has a predisposition to breast cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, this, that, other thing, we won't cover them at all. Because it's just not worth it for us. So guess what? Those people are hooped.
Yeah. Why would they cover you?
Self-reliance skills.
I'd like to get medical insurance, please. Thank you
yep,
very much.
Thank you.
I think they're
medical coverage is done. Good.
You sort of have to have it.
How would we know? We're in BC.
Ooh.
And we have coverage, we just can't get treated.
Actually, my boss faced that. He has cancer. He has a tumor at the base of his spine.
Isn't your boss a dick?
He's just really fucked up. But the thing is,
he's got a tumor at the base of his spine.
He went into the hospital. He's gone in four times to at least get it, like, a biopsy done.
Uh-huh.
They've rescheduled the biopsy. Fucking times.
I can't mention any names, but I know of an individual who has a pacemaker, went into the hospital to make their appointment to get the battery changed, because these things happen every once in a while. And they schedule the appointment for a few months past the expiry date of the battery.
What?
Yeah, and they say, oh, there's a safety margin built in. You should be fine.
No.
Yes, you're actually out of the States.
I don't think so.
New pacemaker put in.
There's no
fuck
question.
That. I don't drink any
past today. Give me a knife.
It gets better. The guy goes down to the States, gets a new pacemaker put in, and finds out that the ones the Canadians are handing out are the cheapest, crappiest, least reliable pacemakers on the market.
Love
surplus stock much?
It's all the stuff that the Americans are throwing out because they decided it's not good enough.
Ding, ding, ding. Secondhand, extra low prices.
I'm sorry, I don't buy, like, green RAM, and I don't buy shitty pacemakers. It's the way it is, you know?
But it's cheap.
Okay, what else we got here?
This one's really old, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Computers paid bills as women in Sweden lay dead for 3 years. She was dead in her house. Her bills were being paid because the computer was on automated pay.
Well, it's funny. Myself and Scott Harker were recently talking about something similar to this.
Like, oh, she's still paying her bills. Why would we go see if she's okay? Right? That's when they investigate. Oh,
where's her money coming from?
She's old. She's 72. Like, she's...
Oh, so her pension
is paying for it.
Things coming in.
Just ding, 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 ding.
So was she, like, rotting in her house?
3 years.
No, desiccating. Different.
Desiccating?
Desiccating.
Which
what's the difference?
When someone rots, usually they smell it, and somebody figures out eventually that something's wrong.
Okay, can someone please answer me a question?
Psycho. If you see Psycho that's desiccated.
Okay.
Okay. Here's my question.
How do you get one way or the other?
You die. First you die.
Yes.
Rotting is wet. Desiccating is dry.
Also, it has
to live in Arizona.
It also has to do with the bacteria.
Mm.
The level of bacteria in the body. Like, there's sometimes that somebody just dies. Your body has the right pH level. All the bacteria... No, this is true. All the bacteria in it basically kicks out. They drop dead. The body does not rot. That's why we had a number of incidents in the Middle Ages where they said saints. Literally.
They're still living.
You would look at the body. No, you look at the body, and the body showed no sign of corruption. That was one of the actual tests the Catholic Church used to actually get...
Everyone who's not dead, raise your hand. Sorry, stolen from
I know,
Red
but
Dwarf,
after you open the coffin back up, and after like 6 months, the body doesn't show real signs.
He still looks good.
First, what nobody in the audience saw was that nobody in the room actually raised their hand when it said
yes.
Hasn't had a pulse for 6 months, but we're still holding out hope.
And this one on the same vein, worked to death, was the title. I'm just going to put in the IRC here. A worker was not discovered that he was dead for 5 days. He was at his desk. This guy came in early every day and left late every day.
He's just taking a cat nap.
Yeah. 23 other people worked in this place.
Does anyone...
Well, are you still the janitor came and said, hey, you okay? How you doing? And
flop. And he was dead. He was
dead
at his desk for 5 fucking days. Hi.
Nice company.
And they didn't notice.
No.
Holy fuck, get me that job. No kidding. And I want to work in an office with air conditioning that good.
Yes. Whoa.
Not only that. No, you guys are missing the point. All you need is one of those Disney animatronic motherfuckers.
Hi, Bob.
Leave me alone, Roxanne.
I am busy.
Don't bother me. I'm working.
Clack,
you
clack,
can get
clack,
a month,
clack.
2 months worth of paychecks out of those motherfuckers moonlighting. Oh, my God. This is a robot. He's not doing anything.
Did our sales suffer?
You don't know. No,
but he's more productive than anybody else in the department.
Not only that,
order us three more.
He's not doing anything. Well, yeah, but you don't want to draw attention because neither are we. Okay, good enough.
All we got to do is you just got to have the robot be autonomic enough that he comes in close and touches them. The trap door gives away. The guy falls through the floor into a canister, and it seals. It's airtight. No, it took 5 days for someone just to go in there. He'll be long dead before anybody else. Did you see Carl? No, okay. He went to check on Murray.
I have a question. Again. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, Sean, no more cartoons this week.
Okay, what you do is you find an empty desk. You put a desk reassignment form on it, sitting face up. And then you go to another desk. You do the same thing, point to the next desk, the next desk, the next desk, pointing to your desk. Your desk having a desk reassignment form to the first desk. You put the forms on. So every time somebody comes looking for you, they go from desk to desk to desk. He's in here somewhere.
Oh, my God, I've been caught in the Mobius cubicle. So
they'll never track it down. Just go up a payroll every 2 weeks.
Hey, do you want to play rant?
Yep, that good yep. Rant. I have to look for a story anyway.
Okay.
Because I apparently didn't save it. So, which...
Do you suck at what? What did that say?
Don't read banner ads.
Don't read the banner ads.
When you see those little banners that say you've got an urgent message, don't click on it.
Okay. Your internet is too slow. Click here.
That one scared the hell out of my mom. She's still a really newbie at this web service. Oh. She's trying really hard, but she tends to panic at little things when I'm not around, like when I was at work. And she's like, "It's something said that I had an urgent email message, Mom. Oh. Outlook was not open. This doesn't work.
A website told you this?
Something came up. what kind of thing do
you
mean? It was this thing.
Moms
it was like a
wonderful.
Window.
You have to go.
My mom, you don't even come close
she's
to my
trying,
mom.
She's trying, though. She's trying. She's
put her
this
on
is
that
both
website.
My mom
says,
and
is the
dad
last
are the
website
same.
On the internet. Please turn off your computer and go
yeah, send her that one.
Hey, go to the last webpage, Mom.
My mom, when I bought her a microwave, she
End
was scared.
Highway,
she saw the little nuclear symbol on the back of it, the radiation symbol. She was scared the damn thing was releasing radiation. She,
back then?
Yes.
What year was that?
Yeah, well,
it probably was.
82?
It probably was.
My parents just got rid of their microwave from the 80s.
Yeah, that same one.
Yeah.
Still
that,
have
that kept running when you opened the door?
But No. That's what everybody thought. You opened the door and they're like, oh my God, it's still running. Why? Because the light was on and the fan inside kept going. So therefore, there must be radiation coming out of it. Microwaves are eating into your brain. No, but if you take a fluorescent bulb and hold it near your
microwave,
yes. If it's leaking, the bulb will light up.
Oh my
really?
God.
Yes. My dad would
That's
take this
test.
Bulb and he would run it along to make sure it wasn't leaking, right?
Yeah.
And just to check to make sure the bulb was still working, he would put it in the microwave, close the door, and turn it on, and the bulb would light up like
really?
Yes.
How long till it is
cool?
Don't do that for too long, kids.
The microwave has the light bulb has metal parts on it. Yes.
You still put it in for too long.
Probably a little tiny bits. My dad would take the. He used to take the plates with the gold around them and put them in.
That's awesome. I've done that. That's
like, it would spark.
Wow.
And it would take
the
all the gold, right?
Put a CD in there.
Yes, it's amazing.
So awesome.
About a quarter of a second.
About a quarter
yeah,
of a
AOL CD. AOL CDs,
goes nuts.
Yeah. Those
are great.
Those
total
really
data
bad.
Destruction.
Oh, yeah.
The smell is
the
amazing.
The FBI's knocking on your door, throw them into the microwave. Or you just take old microwaves, plug them all in, and have them as your CD racks.
Yeah, that's
hook up,
awesome.
Hook it up to the UPS. That
wow,
doesn't smell. Hit the fucking special
What's that
red
smell? That's
before
a smell
grabbing
of you
a CD.
Getting, what's that smell? That's a smell of you getting cancer in about 10 years.
Okay, oh, don't yeah. do this. Imagine you're, say, crazy, and you want to guard your house from people coming in. So what you do, you open the door to your microwave. There's an interlock switch. Jam a screwdriver into it. Now the microwave is on.
Oh.
You take the microwave. You plug it into a into one of those switches that detect motion. Ding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's all bad.
You tape a protuberance of some sort into the easy on button. The microwave power comes on. 30 seconds of microwave power pointing in whatever direction you aim the microwave at. Don't
front,
do this.
The front door.
People's skin will melt.
Is that work?
Funny.
Yes. Does it?
Yes.
Like, how powerful is that?
1,000 watts of microwave power. It's
actually,
pretty powerful.
It'd be even more powerful to put like a piece of Gipper on
okay,
in the back of the microwave to reflect it out.
How powerful yes. is it? You put your bowl of beans in the microwave.
But I mean, just
and
first over a foot away or 2 feet away. That's what I'm wondering.
Put it at face level, right by the door. I'm sure it'll do something.
Above the door.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Wow, what happened to my eye?
You know when you put pea soup in the microwave, you press the button, and it's like half a second it starts to bubble and spit? I'm thinking it's going to be about the same reaction.
I would think so.
You guys are all
so.
Being eyeball, extreme. Egg.
You're not extreme.
Egg, eyeball.
Be extreme.
Egg.
Go to all the thrift stores, buy all the old microwaves, dig down under your floor.
Yeah.
Melt them like tiles. The cops are going to
my head.
And then they fall. Now they're on the floor.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, God, no.
I would love to see that in a movie.
Destroy them, my robots.
That would be so good.
And the little Lego guys who are all the old thermal projecting glasses.
Oh, no, the little guy with the plastic hair is eating my face.
Don't forget the metal sheets on the roof just to reflect it back
you
down.
Should have, you all laughed when I said you should have bought a cyber cap. You are all going to die. Destroy them, my robots. Stay a while.
You need one of those.
Forever.
You need one of those big walk-in commercial microwaves.
Oh. One of the German ones.
Six, comfortably.
Yeah. That's right.
12, uncomfortably.
Oh, absolutely. Man. Hey, let's talk about scapegoats. Let's play that ramp.
Okay.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's time for another rant ready to listen to.
Sean Kennedy.
The cult.
Weird.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email.
Join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You ever notice when there's a large media problem, that gets alerted, like if there's a corrupt police force or there's like, you know, some leaky condos get made or something happens where a whole lot of people get fucked over and eventually they get pushed so far that they actually strike back, that there's actually a public outcry. You know what they do? They create a scapegoat and everyone accepts the scapegoat. What a scapegoat is you take a goat, you send it off into the bush and have it slaughtered and that'll somehow magically fix your problems. My question is, what if we didn't accept the scapegoats anymore? What if they said, this bad shit happened? Oh, that was all the fault of this poor son of a bitch who we're going to crucify. And everyone went, no, actually, your scapegoat isn't good enough. I'm sorry. Your offering to appease the gods, that's not going to be good enough. We want the people who are responsible, not the people who you tell us are responsible, because that's a lie. And we're sick of the lie. We're not going to put up with the lie. I'm not going to take the lie that I have to live with every day, the lie that we all know the truth, but we don't think we can actually change anything, so we're just going to accept your little scapegoat piece. Offering. Well, fuck that. Fuck you and fuck everything about it. I want people who are responsible. I just don't want to accept that, the mayor resigned. Big fucking deal. So he resigned. I want the cop who fucked us over. I want the people who built my condo. I want that contractor. I want the people who are responsible to pay for it and not just, you know, some poor arbitrary son of a bitch who's going to get crucified because he's just like me. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man. We are back.
We are back, though.
What do you? What page is this? You got?
I can't find the original article. If somebody could find it.
Bird BFG 2000 list.
This is a website for some gamers.
Oh yeah, some other guys who got trouble.
Yeah, some gamers put up they're gaming, they're fighting against other people on the internet, and they put up this shit list. I'll put it on the IRC. And these are the other clans or whatever that they play against, and they want them dead or alive, you know? Player shit list.
It's just in the game, though, right? They're just fragging them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Players have either done blah, 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 wrong, admitted to the lowest thing anyone could do, hacked, or they're just plain bastards and deserve to die in the game itself, not the real world. So what the cops did is they came into their dorm room and arrested them and took all their computers for uttering threats.
Huh?
For posting this on the internet.
Because we're going to kick your ass in a video game. We're going to jail now. Bye.
Yeah.
That's okay, all kinds of good. Right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, you know, those,
getting a little
those
sensitive,
computer
huh?
people, they don't understand the difference between fantasy and reality as opposed to us cops.
I think the cops have the problem between the fantasy and reality, not a little overreactive.
Yeah, like
what do you say to that?
I wonder who drew their attention to it.
What I would say to it would start with, especially with the line, not in the real world, I would point this out to them and ask, just how fucking stupid are you?
If I
couldn't say anything else to them, even if they're fucking taking me away, I'd just be looking at them with a confused look on my face going, can you actually breathe and walk at the same time?
I'd be expecting to wake up. I'd be like, bullshit, this is a dream.
This is too fucking stupid to be happening.
Like, I'm very sorry.
If I remember correctly, what was happening is it was hosted on a school computer system.
Yeah.
And some administrator went, oh my god, they're uttering threats, and called me off.
Well, that gives me a new job.
I
have a new hobby. I'm now going to find out who fucked me over
for all
and destroy them.
Lesson for all those, like, high school kids and stuff, don't put, like, if your school offers you free web space, it's like poison, okay? Because if you do anything on this, like, pretty much, we've seen the evidence now, if you do anything with this web space that anybody finds in any way objectionable, your ass is suspended or worse.
And it better be just all daisies and kitty cats.
You better put pictures. You better put if you have a web space which is on your school server, you better put up a couple cute pictures of your cat and just email them, okay? Oh, no, then they're going to be bestiality.
Fuck it. If you're under the age of 18 and you're still a minor, fuck around. Canada, it's all wipe clean.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, it is wipe clean when you're 19. But as I mentioned a couple weeks back, there was that kid in Ontario
with, like, being suspended for stupid shit because some administrator freaks out because of when you're paying like thousands
of dollars. They go after you even if you're not posting
there was
it on
a
their
kid.
Site.
So
kid.
Give him the mic. Go on, left.
I have to say one thing, though. I feel sorry for the cops. I mean, could you imagine your boss saying, okay, go arrest them for this? You'd be like, but this is game, not reality.
What were you going to say, Bear?
I was just asking, what about Mafia Boy? Was he?
That was slightly different because he was invaded and hacked an area.
Okay. Oh, there's somebody else's computers.
Who wrote a story.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he wrote
two weeks ago.
And got arrested.
He said in an interview on the CBC, he said, well, the only thing I've learned out of this is I'm never going to write anything again. And if I do, I have to think before anybody.
It is horrible. Not only that, but everybody in this room here is even remotely into metal. How many skulls and fucking bleeding shit did you draw on your binder?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Metallica, Kill 'Em All.
Bring that into cover. Bring it into today.
Does Brandy Black Bear mean anything to anybody in this room?
What's that?
Brandy Black Bear. She's this girl down in the States somewhere, and she has, I'm not sure if I've talked about this yet already a couple months ago, but she's actually been accused of witchcraft.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We did that. We did that story. That was stupid. That was so dumb.
Whatever came of that?
I wonder. I don't know. I think it's probably still before the courts. The ACLU is working on it, but seeing as it's going through the courts, because I think they're suing the school district for defamation and various other things.
They actually dropped the charges because the teacher was turned into a frog. Unexplicable. Just fucking bad timing.
The school did try to put in a dress code stuff that said that nobody could
wear tall-pointed hats, right?
No. Nobody could bring in any pagan, Wiccan, or satanic paraphernalia. So, like, if you had, like...
So, knives.
If you drew, like, a pentacle on the back of your hand, you'd be sent home. Because this girl had, like, I think she drew a pentacle on her hand, and they didn't want her to bring... So, basically, they made a code so that you could only wear Christian or Jewish religious paraphernalia. And it's like, we have a problem. The ACLU sort of tapped on the door and said,
Hello.
That's illegal.
Hey, that's kosher with me.
Oh, and they were like, oh, shit. So they got rid of that, I think.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm sorry. If I was a kid going to that school, I
would
come to fucking...
fun.
I'd come to school every day with a fucking pitchfork and horns.
Wiccan is not considered being a religion because they don't have a god. Is that it?
No, they have gods.
Then isn't that a religion then?
It is.
Don't you have religious freedom?
All she's got to do is bring the school regulations and all the past school regulations as evidence, and the judge is going to have to go, wow, you guys are utter dipshits. Unless, of course, the judge is also from the same area.
Talking about a southern state, so.
I think
if you bring it high enough, you'll rise above, your regional judge and come to someone who has to make a decision.
Somebody who actually had to go to a real school.
This is a perfect segue into something that Sim and I did today, which was kind of what we call speech from the desk,
which is a rip-off of a thing called A Speech from the Dock. And because
everything's ripped off.
Everything's ripped off. There's nothing original written.
It's easier that way.
I stole that line. So, you know.
Everything out of our mouth is stolen.
This came to me one day, and this is one of the few things I ever wrote down and actually did out. And
this is rehearsed, so this is not off the top of his head.
This is not off the top of my head, but this will be also in the book.
So don't go, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not a holy man. I wrote this down first.
Damn, you stole that, too.
I did. I stole.
Everything's stolen.
I got a parrot. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So, yeah, listen, this is pretty cool, and I think it turned out well. This is yet another...
You're stealing air right now.
I am. I'm recycled.
Oh,
right now, I'm even recycled product. Okay. Let's go.
Sean Kennedy, do you have anything to say before this court passes sentence for the crimes of social treason, consumer heresy, and for the irreversible chaos you have created?
Life should be chaos. It should be alive. It should strut and pose and scream, not shuffle along staring at its feet. We must always strive for the extremes, forever pushing the boundaries of acceptance, because without that, we have no method for evolution. No way to surpass our social limits. No way to be a freak, a noble freak. It will be the freaks and weirdos that through the wisdom of their mutual suffering will strive to make the world a better place for everyone. It's true that no one person is any more important than any other. But the actions that one person takes can influence an entire world. We must, as individuals, recognize the tremendous power that this gives us. The unbelievable strength of self-realization. The power that comes from this is not only the most important concept for a person to understand, but is vital for the whole of our species to survive. Real world, our world, is a beautiful terror to behold. It's a fantastic voyage of depravity, truth, wonder, and ugliness. Each new day should be embraced with the glories of these surging battles. We must not seek to medicate ourselves into a pacified trance. True peace will only be found by the dead. We must not allow ourselves to be sedated by would-be mothers and fathers of this bubble child nation. As they have done with me, they would seek to drug you, make you a normal or well-adjusted corpse without the passions and depressions of a living being. You must not allow this. Do not let their silence overtake you. Life should be a symphony. It should be a thrash concert, not a black, deathly silence. I pray to whatever gods exist. Hear me now. Give me the extreme rising peaks of excitement and the desperate low dregs of depression. And forever make me deaf to the hum of mediocrity so that when I die, I can say I knew what it really was to be alive. I think I should have done that with
Listen to that radio, because just by listening, you're fighting back.
Propaganda much? Okay, no. I think I should have done that whole speech.
Oh, something. What's going on?
It's looping.
It's, oh, there we go.
Are we on?
You did that!
I should have done that whole speech in Cannibal Corpse. You know, and I think actually I'd love to see any candidate get up and do that because I'd vote for them immediately.
Do your speech that you wrote?
What was that?
Of course, having Sean Kennedy's vote would win them the election. Oh, wait, no. Yours is weighted against everyone else. And they'd instantly lose. But
no, his has more weight, doesn't it?
What was that piece of tech behind it? I have expected years. Ooh, ooh, baby.
You ever hear of Mad Vlad Jirinovsky?
Yes.
No,
actually, I have not.
No.
Isn't he a wrestler?
No. Insane Russian who made dire predictions about the Russians using their nuclear trigger during the elections in Russia back when Yeltsin was running.
Oh, is this the equivalent, the Russian equivalent of like
the Impaler?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I heard about this asshole.
This guy who talked about his nuclear ray gun that he was going to use against the Americans if they crossed his line of death.
I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're knocking my door. Go away.
This guy's fucking brutal.
Okay, here's the last news that I have. Implant could help women with sexual dysfunction. This is something that they were working on. They found it accidentally. It was for treating chronic pain condition, and they generated a response they were not anticipating. It's an implanted device in the spine.
Right.
It costs $15,000.
Right.
And you have an orgasm button. Ready to go
at
any time.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be fun at a party?
No.
And there's an intensity knob.
It works on men and
only
women,
15
by the
grand,
way.
You
men
say.
And women.
Okay, no. It's like this. It's messy. Called Wait for the Hack the Orgasm Meter. Okay, where you can be taught how to make your own little broadcast that does all the frequencies they use. You just walk around the city and
Bluetooth.
In Beverly Hills. Goes,
like Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. I'm Mr. Happy. And I wear like a giant fucking coat and run down the street where all these rich bitches are, and they're like, oh, and just writhing in the streets. I'd be like, yeah,
I wouldn't do that anywhere near a roadway, thank you very much.
Car accidents everywhere.
That'd be amazing. This rocket blonde silicone bombshell, orgasm healing her Mercedes, she's thrown sideways, spiraling in a giant ball of death. That's a Jello Biafra album cover, if ever I see one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so Dead Kennedys. Set me up. I want it. I want film footage of it.
Now, how long do you think it's going to take before they deem this to be an illegal drug and ban it?
No,
it's not a drug.
Great. I would get this.
Device.
Everybody should have this for their wives.
No,
this would be amazing. I would
pay
buck wise. I want it myself.
If it works on men, it'll be illegal. Think about how fast Viagra was approved. Actually, like this was the
it
case
works
like,
on
in
men.
Japan. They wanted women have been women could not get the pill in Japan. At least. Like, they had legalized the old pill, like the old high-dose pill that did damage and shit, and that was not for contraceptive purposes. Like, this is how fucked up they were. And they insisted, the reason was, they said, oh, we think that the hormones will fuck up the environment. Yeah, the Japanese really care about the environment. That's why they packed everything in 6-10 layers plastic.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Viagra came out, they approved it in about, they actually did a special motion in Parliament, in the Japanese Parliament, to pass it through faster than normal.
Then
all these women in Japan who have been lobbying for 20 years for the pill to be legalized, it sort of knocked. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of gender difference going on here?
In Japan.
But my general. But I would say because this orgasmatron works on men as well as women. It'll be legal.
I think it's great.
Hold on, it works on men?
Yes.
What happens if you have two of them?
Yes.
Well, they get hard-ons, too.
No.
Oh, my God, that's bigger than mine.
the clitoris? The clitoris, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the biologists in the room, but it's also erectile tissue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it'll stick out just the same. Not quite as far, you'd hope.
Oh, my eye!
Actually, if you want to know, the average woman's clitoris is, for total length, going all the way back in, is 2 inches.
And he used to work in a morgue.
Oh.
Hey, chew on this. It's gum.
Oh.
Okay. No, but seriously. This is
where's that line?
We're all just boys in the hood.
No, it's awesome. What we can do is we can, like, sit there. We can have this implanted in our wives. And I can, like, build a crack for it for my palm. And if ever Adrian's pissed off, and they're like, woo! Huh?
Oh, it's good in the world now, huh?
Now, every time you argue with me, no problem, I'm having hacked. Boom, that's it.
Do you think she would agree to this if you...
ether does wonders. You passed out, honey.
Why don't you get one implanted?
No, because it's a double standard. We've been ruling the earth for a long time. Women are starting to get uppity because they learned how to read. Okay.
Oh.
I say we just implant all their spines. We'll be good to go.
Just give me a second. I want to get out of the... I want to get out of
the dark one, and she's so going to kick your ass.
Come on.
Remember those big, heavy boots you got? Bad plan.
Bad.
Maybe he's into that.
It could be good. Come on.
That's true.
I'll get one too. We'll both have it there. And I'll just have the emergency button and just be like, no. And I'll just go, bang, and both of us start orgasming until, we slip and fall. And then we'll be like, woo! Oh, oh, oh. Time release.
How comfortable is your couch?
I have many couches.
Just how comfortable is it for sleeping on?
Again, ether works wonders.
Gloom Bunny's going to kick your ass personally. For that comment.
Why are they mad? Why are you mad? I'm talking about inserting a device that automatically gives you orgasms. You'll be in a better mood for the rest
of your
life.
You're thinking of headaches, not options. People from having arguments.
What's
it's
that?
Just like, we're having a difference of opinion. Beep, you know, like.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey,
it's like
a
trampoline.
When it comes right down to it, though, this isn't all that different from the way a lot of couples settle arguments all the time already.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a device which, when inserted, causes an orgasm, and they use it repeatedly.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, women know how to press our buttons. Why can't we press theirs?
Absolutely. I got your G-spot right here, baby.
It just took modern science for most men to be able to find it.
Once again, modern science destroys good craftsmanship.
I don't care.
Nobody's going to have skills anymore.
Okay, we can all...
The guy who understands the basic female anatomy will now have a huge advantage over the guys who just say, you've got a remote control somewhere, don't you, honey?
Wow, think of the tech problems. I'm having this trouble. Okay, come on.
Let me look at that.
Oh, I just thought of something.
First, let's do a dry test to see if it'll work without the use of the thing. Oh, God, I love this job. This is an okay job.
Tech support for that device.
I found out something, Sean. Back about a century ago.
Smack harder.
Women would actually go to offices. Like, this was to cure hysteria, which they thought was like an actual genuine medical problem. And women would actually go to their doctors, and the doctors would have vibrators because electricity was like a new thing. And they'd have these devices. And doctors would actually administer vibrators to women to release them, and this would cure female hysteria. And they were dead fucking serious about this.
Cure male hysteria too.
The doctors found it sort of dull and mundane work, like a lot of sex workers do, really. But the truth is, there is the general gist from, like, you read the things at the Times. They didn't really consider it to be some kind of sexual thing. That's how fucking clueless men were of the female sexual response.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. Why are you bitching about this?
Lies.
This is medically covered.
Guys can go somewhere, and we're
medically covered to get a blowjob? Well, I feel pretty upset. I'm going to go down to meet doctor and get my suck on.
It was when men started realizing that this might have had something to do with sex. Because this is at the point in time when people didn't really figure women had a sexual response.
You better watch it. Your feminine feminazi swastika is starting to show through the sweater there.
No, seriously, I've read like articles on this. It's like totally surprising.
It is true. Men are actually all in a massive plan to dominate.
I'm just saying 100 years
don't
ago,
tell
people
the secrets.
Were clueless.
You're gone.
That's
you're
it.
No longer
I'm out.
Zero.
No, it's true. I have to break the mold. Women must not be allowed to get a wife.
Sorry, girl on the left. Guys are
no more ignorant than they were. Your only way back in will be through Promise Keepers.
Well, that's not true, okay, because there's television and...
But there's the internet. Everything's real on the internet.
It wasn't because... You're not convincing me that these doctors had no idea what was going on, that these doctors didn't realize that this was some sort of sexual thing. Oh, yeah, I got the chick with her pants off.
I got my hand down there. I'm pretty sure the doctors knew what the hell was going on.
At least it was the
doctors weren't shaking the boat. They're like,
no,
damn.
No,
I'm sorry,
thinking
I can't
the doctors
anymore, but
are pretty happy with their job. They're thinking, right on, I'm getting to please all the chicks. Maybe not them all, but probably most of them.
In any case, they put on a charade to pretend that it was just to cure female hysteria.
I'm sorry, girl on the left. 100 years ago, look at medicine. All I have to say is patent medicine companies, and if you don't know what I'm talking about.
We could totally end war with this. We'll mandatorily insert this into everyone, and then we'll have, like,
there
orgasm bombs. And then it's going to airburst, and everyone will be
like, oh, you can have an orgasm gun,
and you would never have to kill anyone again. You could just go around and cause them pleasure.
And you can, like, wear bright
they
colors.
Don't want to fight
I'm
you.
I'm a rolling. That's not what I do. I'm not a Cenobite. I kill people.
I'd like
you,
I'd
what
like
makes you, me happy?
I'd like you to think about this.
Cenobite.
What the fuck happens when you lose that remote?
Oh. Ripped oh. for their pleasure, rifled for mine. That's the way it works.
I'm sorry.
You know, you thought it was bad. You think men are bad enough with the remote controls now, ladies?
Why is that bad? They keep flipping channels over and over, and I can't get it away from them no matter how hard I try.
I am completely lost here. It's
I
like
think the remote could have that button.
If my wife had a button and she was like going bang, 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 and I'm like creaming my jeans 6 minutes from the side, I'd be like, wow, honey, thanks a lot. You do that to a chicken, she's like, you bastard! What the hell? How does that work?
And here's something else. How many women do you think back then were faking their hysteria because they know they'd get their fucking rocks tossed? I'm crazy in the head, too, man.
I'm thinking a lot of them. I'm thinking a lot of them.
It was probably men who repealed that law and women were fighting against it.
I think so.
It's true. It's true. Give us it's true, dear Darshan. It's true.
Turn down everyone else on there. They're like way too loud.
Everyone else.
And then I can't turn it off.
I'm serious. It's like
Oh, wait, we can't hear you. 1 second. Drek says unplugged everyone.
Except for me.
Freaking wires insane. Insane in the membrane.
We will be back. In 1 minute.
Quick, pull on it.
Well, you didn't need to unplug them.
I did.
Just need to...
I don't care if they're untied, as long as I am. No, here
then. Having a knot
please
problem
hold
right now.
Please hold.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, I can still talk.
Thank you. Come again. Okay, so the whole idea...
Put Sean at 6, you at 10, and the other person at 7.5.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Hello. It's like a trampoline. Everybody should have, every married couple should have a trampoline. And whenever you're having a domestic dispute, you go out and you start bouncing on the trampoline. Because 4 or 5 bounces into that, you feel so fucking stupid, you will immediately begin to laugh. And that'll solve all marital problems. People are like, I'm bouncing on a trampoline. Orgasmal
button. And now I forget that my husband beats me.
That's not a marital problem. Maybe if it is a marital problem. Assault isn't a marital problem.
That's sick.
There is no type of assault that is a marital problem.
That's really sick.
The whole idea of domestic violence, like domestic, somehow that makes it more normal. It's just violence.
Inky just had a real good point here.
What's that?
I'll repeat the point again. Maybe if I'm pushing the button while I beat her, she'll start to like it.
What the fuck kind of a thought is that? What does that have to do with anything?
He's merely bringing up
really
that
conditioning is
okay,
good.
You do something to them they don't like, but do something to them they like even more at the same time. They'll start to like both those things because they'll see it together. Heard of Pavlov?
He's not saying it's a good idea. He's just saying someone's going to do that.
That's 20 seconds behind. We've been adjusting already.
Oh, okay. So whatever.
Turn yourself down.
Turn myself down.
Turn those other guys up.
I didn't turn anybody up.
No. Please do.
All right. I'll just yell into the OB.
All the other people's mics will pick it up.
Jesus Christ. Speak.
You know what this comes down to is every time a new technology comes up with, we just have to decide all the horrible things it's going to have an impact in society.
I am completely at a loss as to how a device that causes people to have orgasms can be used as a device of evil. Okay, I'm sorry.
Give me any device, I can turn it to evil.
So what if you like to like it, then you get smacked and you fucking orgasm, and then you don't need the button anymore. Thank you very much. I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
Why the hell would you need the guy who beats you up to have an orgasm?
Exactly.
You can have an orgasm on your own. Press the button yourself.
Absolutely. I'm all excited. I'll run into
the
wall.
Should we see what our callers think of this?
I'm sorry, but if I had a button in my back that I could push to make me shoot my load, I would never get anything done in the daytime. Neither would the rest of you people either.
Oh, no, but we'd be playing jokes on each other. We'd like, be sticking up my buddy's tiny shoes.
Nice pearl necklace, Carl.
Have you seen Road Trip?
No, I have not.
We've got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major's on.
Hi, zombie.
Hey, zombie, what's up?
I smell something burning.
That would be those chips that she's eating.
Say hi, and my new job kicks butt.
And what is your new job?
I work for a computer medical center, and I take apart computers, put them back together, and build networks and install operating system and do a lot of stuff.
You are the do-everything computer guy there.
He's the whatever guy.
The guy of many hats.
Yeah, I'm getting my A+ right now.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Didn't you have your Cisco certification or something?
My Cisco, I'm still taking it. I'm in my fourth semester right now.
You're taking the A+ because they want you to take the A+, right?
Yeah. So
usually A+ comes way before Cisco certification.
Oh, well, whatever.
So I'm, like, taking two things.
Cisco is routers.
A-plus
is like,
this is what RAM looks like.
This is a mouse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did you hear the beginning of the show?
Oh, not really. I kind of fell asleep because I don't know why. I just fell asleep.
There's a compliment.
I'm like, what in the heck I'm doing? Oh, it's What the Hell Show. I'm like, oh, dang it.
Okay, when you...
And he's still asleep.
When you wake up and the first words out of your mouth is, what am I doing?
What am I?
You need to get this button we're talking about, buddy. Installed in a bad way.
Dude, I'm supposed to
God, we love this kid.
Oh, I fell asleep. Shame on me.
So you missed your little intro we made for you then.
Damn it.
Yeah, we took last show and put some clips together, and we're going to have to play it again for you then.
Well, I'm going to cryogenically freeze you. Okay, I'm going to cryogenically freeze you, zombie, so that you can be in charge of, like, the Star Cruiser that goes to space with all of humanity in it. And that way, when we're flying through space, you'd be like, oh, I should probably turn the cryo units off, and Oh, shit, I fucked that up. Where's the power buttons? Fuck. You're so like a heavy metal character come to life, man. Snow job. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll play the intro for him. So we'll play the intro.
Okay, we'll play the intro. Your computer's on, right?
Yeah, everything's running.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
All right, so we're going to play that intro again because, well, Zombie fell asleep and he woke up saying, what am I doing?
I woke up and I'm like, what am I doing? Sud, you know.
Here's Zombie and Zombie's sister.
Is Jenny still there?
Is Jenny still there?
Huh?
Now, what's your impression of the show?
Y'all are crazy.
Yes.
Right on. Did you know that your brother is elite Haxor, part of a counterculture tyrant organization striking out against child porn, which strikes fear into the hearts of thousands of people every day, and he is known to us as Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Did you know that?
Now you do.
He is to be feared. PH33R. Fear your brother, for he is mighty. He is mighty from on high with many skulls and Buddha things going, yes.
And he's gay.
And he's gay.
No, he's not gay.
He's not gay. But
wait,
he is.
Take that back.
Lee Taxor.
He is Lee Taxor.
He is Lee.
This is Jenny, Lieutenant Zombie. Sister, listening to What the Hell.
Excellent.
You owns. You two are Lee Haxor.
What the hell?
Oh, that's like seven different kinds of porn.
That is so good.
That's like Ron Jeremy going, I can't top that. That's like
not even with his great skills.
Taylor Hayes and Sylvia Saints, but wait till we should just go home. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was the Houston 620 of intros.
The Houston...
I don't get that one, but...
I don't get that.
Explain that.
Houston 500, this chick had a gangbang of
500.
Oh.
She paused it with 620.
Oh, man.
It took a... Jeremy.
And she fucked 620 guys.
Ron Jeremy was the final guy.
In 24 hours.
Sponsored by SlipX.
No
it's
kidding.
Flippriest.
Oh, can I be number 620?
That was Ron.
Ron
wait
Jeremy.
Wait a second.
It was so sick.
It was literally three holes, no waiting, and two hands.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I think my students actually interviewed that one.
Your mic's off. Your mic's off. Your mic's off. Is off.
Take one deep breath.
No, it's brutal, man. I don't even get that. Like, you know, like when I was in the Army, there used to be these guys who'd be like, hey, let's tag team this chick. And she'd like do the two guys at once. Okay? Now, I've never done that. I've done some pretty weird, sick, kinky shit, but I've never done that. And I don't understand something else. How is it that people over the age of 14 years old, like a bunch of guys can get together and watch a porn movie? That's just fucking weird.
That defies my logic as well.
It's an independent solo experience. You sit there and you watch it by yourself.
Do you really want to be in a room with a bunch of horny guys?
Come over. Sean's got the latest fucking sweat me up balls liquor. Number 29. You know, we all go over there, a bunch of guys, we all get boners and fucking look at each other. Just fucking multiple layers of wrong.
Why would you invite yourself to that?
I'd be like, hey, John, come on down to the other room there. I'm like, no, I'm not going to that
it's
room.
It's okay.
If you try to take me, motherfucker, I will cut your hands off. Anything that crosses my line of death gets severed, okay? And I will fucking, if you guys dig in, that's fine. I'll just keep the hands and limbs I cut off and eat them later to promote my own life. Okay, so
I'll take a copy of that movie home, but
I'll take a copy, maybe. Like, whatever works. And not only that, you do so. Like, when I was living with Bob from Peru for like a year there, we did this thing where we were like trying to find, you know, you always have the competition with your friends, find the sickest shit on the internet. Right? That's when we first discovered, you know, the shit eating videos and stuff.
Like, there's a point where you just can't differentiate what is more sick.
I can't understand how a woman taking a shit on your face would make you blow your load. I don't understand that at all. I'm like, you know, squirrel girls, okay, I can figure that out. That's okay. You know, the whole get tied up thing, okay, I can deal with that. I don't like it, but I can understand it.
Yeah.
You know, guys into girls who look younger than they are. Okay, I don't agree with it, but, you know, as long as they're 19, they're trying to, you know, do a kink thing, that's fine, too. French made up, it's okay. What the fuck? You piss on my face?
Would you like a golden shower?
Sure, maybe I'll try some.
What the fuck?
What's this?
What the fuck is that about? I mean, that's some weird-ass shit. Yeah. Not only that, but then you get into stuff that's not even sexual. Like, not the shit on your face, but, like, there was these guys, they had this thing where they inflate, like, they cover their whole body with vinyl. And then they'll inflate one part of their body with like air, like their foot. So their foot is all of a sudden huge.
Whoa.
And they climb off and like they're a part balloon animal. And they're standing there like they're sexy. We saw this. I'm not joking. We had a picture on our fridge for close to a year of a guy who looked like
Because you can put it on your fridge. It has like, nothing to do with sex.
It's not sexy at all. You could have sent it to school. Okay?
It's like, what's that?
And you're like,
the balloon guy.
This guy who looked like Mal LaCook on Alice in vinyl, okay? And I'm sitting there, and he's standing there, and he's in head-to-toe vinyl with, like, the mask on, right? And he's got, like, Uber belly happening and all this good shit. He's like, you know, but he's inflated. The top of his head. Did you remember this picture? He inflated the top of his head so that his head was like, he looked like one of those, you know, we put the human together wrong in the first Star Trek video. That's what it looked like. It was like the size of like three fucking beach balls. And he's all standing there with this, I am the sexiest motherfucker on the planet look on his face. Like, I know you want me.
It's like a really bad
superhero. It's like bad vinyl night at the Roxy. I broke the window again, you know, and I'm like, holy fuck. And we're laughing our bags off. Like, he shows me this, and the expression on the guy's face is just perfect. You know, but what's really weird is that some people are like, oh, that's so sexy. I'm like, are you
You're
serious?
Like, what?
That's like multiple layers of, like, uber wrong. That's like
you
wrong.
Never know what will basically get a guy or a person off. You never know what will do what push a person's butt.
That's really, really, like, okay, I used to be hard into goth stuff, right? And there's like two kinds of things that get guys off. There's like the shit that exists in the life that you think will get you off. Like, you're thinking, oh, that'd be really cool. I'd be into that. But then you get into it, and you're like, maybe not, I don't know. Like, I had a coffin.
Doesn't do much for me.
There was this haunted house, and there used to be a coffin in the haunted house. Haunted house got fucking, you know, decommissioned the haunted house. You know, like one of those Halloween jobs.
We're going to have to shut you down.
And there was, I was all right, where's your haunted house permit? No, sorry, we're going to have to demolish it. Yeah. So, and I had this coffin, a scale prop coffin. And I'm all heavy into my goth phase at that time. There's not a vampire on the planet who would not want a fucking coffin. I mean, a coffin would just be cool to have anyway. You know,
they're expensive.
Shit, whatever. Yeah, right. Well, it wasn't a real
great coffin. Okay.
It looked like a Hollywood prop, you know, octagonal kind of pine box coffin thing going on there.
Cheapo.
Well, it was lined with green velvet, looked all creepy, you know, whatever. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I got this coffin. And at that time, I was dating this chick by the name of Laurelie. And she's, like, right into the goth shit, too, right? She's the first one. I'm, like, I don't know, fucking 16 or something, right? So I'm, like, okay, this is going to be cool. And she's all, like, oh, I got this coffin. I'm,
my parents are going to be out. You know, because I have a cough in my room.
It's my parents' coffin.
Let's go over to my place. Come over to my place, and we'll make out in the coffin. Right? And I'm thinking, yeah, this will be fucking, you know, I got the music playing. I got candles going on. I'm only going to have, like, gothic sexual extravaganza going on here, right? And, of course, you're 16, so your hormones are like, there is one hormone in charge of your brain, right? And the rest of your brain is just, like, you know, held hostage. Ally by the Islamic terrorist hormone running goth in your mind. Okay, so she comes over, right? And I'm all like, oh, yeah, this is it. She's all fucking done right up, too. She's gone and got all the cool shit. And we all like, now the coffin is not laying down, because I'm thinking, okay, well, that's going to be kind of weird, because I'm trying to turn around. You're all practicing beforehand. You're all like laying in the coffin. And you're moving and stuff. You're like, no, this is not going to work. And what if there's a problem? So we're going to, you know, because we're not going to go all the way either, you know, because this was back in the 80s where you didn't go all the way when you're 16. Okay. But anyway, and I was a nerd. And I wasn't going to fuck this chick. Anyway. So she comes over, and goths don't go all the way. They just sit there and look all waif-like. And then they lose interest in smoke. And then they get too depressed to fuck. I would have a hard-on. But I am limp and pale. Of course, right now, all the vampires are like, motherfucker, I will fuck you and everyone who looks like you. My rod is 13 feet long with a blood-red head on it. Anyway, wow, am I ever going to get some good profit art out of that? Anyhow. She comes over, right? We're all sitting there, and I'm all, like, getting into it, you know, whatever. I got a bit of red wine that I scammed from somewhere, and I'm all, like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's blood, baby.
You know, lick the blood off your shoulders. It was all cool. So we get inside the coffin, and, you know, I start chewing on the shoulders a little bit and all that kind of jazz. And then I'm thinking, wow, this could be great. And then I'm, like, doing this shit, and I get this weird, sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. Oh my god, this is disgusting and wrong. This is just fucking wrong. And I'm like, and now I'm feeling all bad. Because I've, like, invited her over, and now I'm going to, like, you know, pull out. I'm going to be a gothic cock tease. You know? Like, that's so bad, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, and it's getting strong. I'm like, okay, maybe I just ate something. The wine's not agreeing with me, whatever, right? But, I mean, this is like a physical revulsion going on here. This is not like a, I don't like this. This is like, oh, my God, I'm going to be sick, right? And so I'm like, oh, much like anybody would experience if they were actually not drunk and they saw what they took home that evening. So I'm like, okay, so I'm in there, and it got so bad, I'm just like, oh, God, I can't fucking do this. And I wind up like, slam, like a little pussy, and I had the bathroom for a while. It was just fucking brutal. So that's when I determined there was two things. There's the shit that really turns you on, and there's the shit that turns you on in the movies, okay? And that shit has its place, and that place is in the movies. You leave it there. That's just me, though. That's just me. And we're not going to get into really deviant sexual stories now.
Okay.
We'll just put the bed. I saw Uncle Dad getting ready there, and I'm like, no. No. And he's all like, well, I mean, this one time I had a van.
You should be. Shut.
Shut the head hodge up.
The windows are steamed.
You should be forewarned.
There's no windows.
Go ahead.
You should be forewarned, Sean, that Smokehouse is going to do something with, it would be hard, but I'm all in the pale.
I would be all hard, but I'm all in the pale. So, oh, yeah, who gives a fuck? So, what else is going on here as I go on a separate tirade?
That's about it.
Okay, we got jokes.
Good night, everyone.
So what? You got no other news?
No, when we run out of things to do, we open the phone lines.
We're not running out of things to do.
Okay.
I was wondering if you had
no, I don't have anything lined up.
I almost crashed the bus this week.
You almost crashed
the bus. So let's
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
No beating, no...
Shut up, we're going to play the intro, it's time filler.
It was on a bus, it happened on a bus, right?
Did you spin anyone around?
Nope.
No.
So I spun him around. I spun around, and I kissed him.
All aboard!
Alright, so...
that would be way more effective than a punch to the head. If that spun me around, kissed me four on the lips, I'd run. I'd run faster than I've ever run in my life.
You know, if you try to slip in the tongue. It's like the definition of gross, eh? Kiss the grandma goodbye and she slipped in the tongue.
Oh.
Is it on? Did we just have the...
Yes, go ahead. We just had the intro.
I didn't
turn down.
It.
I know.
Okay. Okay, this week I'm on the bus. And I'm talking to a bus driver I know. I'm standing up by the front. I'm just yakking with him. I see this guy.
We've made friendly with the bus drivers now.
This guy actually waits for me. Because my bus, the other bus takes, like, you know, too fucking long. So this guy will actually wait an extra couple of minutes so I don't have to wait, like, an hour for the next bus to come. Because he knows I come at the same time every night.
Yep.
So I'm talking with this guy, and we're just yakking away about something not really important. And I see this group of, like, little tiny, I mean, we're talking tiny little girls get off all holding posters of the Moffats.
Stay away from them.
I don't think anything about
it. They're just trouble.
And, you know, we're going. We get to a couple more stops, and the bus stops. And once again, it's another little horde of children all bearing Moffat posters.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what the hell? What the fuck's with the Moffats? Like, what? Were they like, was there like a concert or something this week? And, uh-huh. and he's like, yeah, they just had a concert tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And so I said, it reminds me of a quick joke. Why is a sniper like a cop? And he's like, I don't know. I said, there's never one around when you need him. And all of a sudden, the driver gets this. He starts laughing so fucking hard, he almost swerves into the next fucking lane.
Oh,
car,
no.
Basically. He, like, slams on its brakes.
Was this in the thin streets of Vancouver?
No, this
oh, okay.
is... This
They're is, not thin. Some of them are.
Oh, God.
The ones with that are tree-lined, and there's, like, you can't fit two buses there? Like, you just
there's
can't.
Yeah, like, for a couple blocks.
Okay.
And you do have to watch out for the trees that they don't knock your mirror off, but it's not like that for the most part.
Go ahead.
So the driver is now, the car who we just almost cut off, is now speeding up alongside the bus driver's window, honking and, you know, raising his fist, you know, fingering the bus driver, slamming on his horn quite a bit. And the driver's like, oh, I'm going to get in shit for that one. I said, don't worry, I'll back you up. If there's any problems, I'll say he tried to swerve in front of you. And besides, the guy's probably a Moffat fan anyway. And this got the driver laughing again.
Oh, no.
And he had to stop the fucking bus. And it's like, I look back, and everybody in the back is like, would you shut the hell up?
Yeah, because they're all little
fucking kids. Yeah, no, all the Moffat fans have got off by this time.
Okay, that's good.
So that's
by the way, just to explain for you Americans, I don't know if how popular.
Oh, yeah, they
the
are Canadian,
are
they?
States.
Yeah.
The Moffats are basically the Canadian equivalent of Hanson.
Ah, yeah. Okay. You can't tell from the name.
They're four
Moffats.
Brothers, but they're two pairs.
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, they're two pairs of brothers, and they're and
two
they're
pairs
cute,
of brothers.
And they started out as sort of a boy band Hanson thing, but now they're trying to be a real rock band. Never mind that all their fans are still
they
like,
had
you know, 14-year-old
Bob Rock
girls.
Produce them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They should get mixed by I don't know if anyone else has heard this, or probably a lot of people have already heard this. I've heard a rumor, someone can do some research on the internet to find out this, but apparently Tim Burton is redoing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Marilyn Manson is being cast as Willy Wonka.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently,
that's bizarre.
This is as I understand
like
now.
An evil
so is Willy Wonka
well,
bizarre.
Oh, Tim
yes,
Burton,
it's
what
true.
Tim Burton's going to make? Oh, and it's going to be evil? Well, like,
yeah.
No shit, yeah. It's going to be like...
Basically, Willy Wonka, I remember, I saw some blurb about that. Apparently, like, the perspective is like, Willy Wonka is like the allegoric equivalent of Satan. Because
uh-huh.
it gives people, like,
oh, yeah,
gives
I did
people
read that.
Exactly what they want, and it fucks them up.
Mm-hmm.
I never really looked at Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from a satanic perspective. I mean, maybe that's the advantage of having read it when I was
well, that's
nine.
Already been done, and it's on a video game called Alice by EA.
It is the best
yeah,
video
she,
game.
Yeah,
I have it.
You
Alice
have it?
Grew
yes.
up. So
it
did Wonderland, and she breaks out of the institution to get into
yeah,
Wonderland.
She, like,
she's
gets
mighty.
Older. She's older. I played the demo.
She has mighty boots, eh?
Yeah, she has mighty boots. But she gets older. She goes insane. And then she winds up going back to Wonderland to, like, handle, like, her insanity. And you got, like, the guy who mixed Nine Inch Nails to use, like, children's toys to do soundtrack and shit. And Wonderland
Sweet.
Grew up, and so did Alice. Fucking our cat is, like, six kinds of Satan. And
the weapons, yeah. the yeah, weapons are the toys.
Yeah.
The toys are, you use the cards for a throwing weapon. The,
oh,
you know those?
Drop by the shop. Okay. I'll show you the preview. It's fucking mighty. She, like, throws these jacks. They turn into throwing stars. I'm like, fuck up this card guy. Bad.
If they
so,
make this into a movie, I will buy it without seeing it.
Like, I'll take the DVD.
That cool.
It's like you pre-order. They should have pre-order for, like, the hardcore hype junkies so that... They will get a special, you know, 12x16 anamorphic. You pay $500. You get the DVD before it hits the theater.
You can. You can get the, well, I don't know what the DVD
You need a mic, man. You
before
need a
they
mic.
Hit theater?
Yep.
No.
They did that with Diablo, where they put all, like, the animated bit, all the animated
they,
story
they
bits
cost,
onto a separate
they
DVD.
They cost about $1,000 to $2,000 each.
Is this for a game or for a movie?
No, for movies.
I don't know about that.
So there, it's inside industry crap.
Okay.
It's basically
for this
oh yeah,
this but
that's legal. Yes.
That doesn't
no,
count.
Illegal.
I mean, sure, you can
well,
get
yeah.
anything like that before.
Okay.
All right, no.
Well, you suck.
And we're not
I thought you were saying legal.
The ones that you see that are filmed.
Closer.
You've got, like,
closer.
Koreans.
Korean subtitles on the bottom that you with the actual
right.
actual footage, and somebody's going.
People and, are standing up in
what
front
I
of
want,
it.
Because I tell you right now, for like $500 for the anamorphic DVD, and it just it hits the theater, it's shipped to your house. Yeah. Same day, like opening night,
yeah.
it's shipped to your house. I'm sorry, but Lord of the Rings would like to be no one in the theater. Because all there are not people who'd be like, yeah, I'll go see that. No, there's either you're uber hardcore or you're not. And the ultimate yeah. testament for uber hardcore was the first night of Phantom Menace, where the guy showed up 2 days earlier to sit down, and there was only 30 people on the lineup.
Wow. yeah.
And he's like, I can't believe more people aren't hardcore about this.
and he feels
he's
bad.
Like, I'm hardcore. And he's proud. I'm like one of the.
I think a lot of those people came because they would be sitting with other hardcore people and they could jabber on for 2 days about
it's like, yeah,
the
it's
Phantom
like
Menace.
They want to suffer.
yeah, but you know what?
There's
no,
suffering
I will
for
kneel
it.
Outside the theater and smash my face into the curb. the only reason that the Phantom Menace wasn't the huge sellout around here is because it was advertised so much that it was going to be the huge sellout. I love Star Wars. I really, really, really desperately wanted to see it the first day. But I had given up on it. 6 months before the fucking movie came out, I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to see it the first day because I don't have the sort of job I can take off so I can get in line. And so everybody assumed it would be sold out and didn't even try.
Yeah.
Because everyone I know, everyone I talk to, wanted to go see it. They all would have gone to see it the first night. They just didn't bother because they thought it was going to be all sold out.
I told you about noon on opening day and bought, what, 9 tickets or something?
I know. That was hilarious.
It was hilarious. I'm like, what?
Good seats, too.
It was empty. There was nobody at the theater except that one guy sitting outside. Like, where's all my fucking buddies? They said they'd be here.
Private Drexel, I kind of said to you before, if you remember, I was working when they were building Colossus Langley, and I said that they were, you know, we might have like the first half dozen showings would be sold out, but after that, it would just be like a normal opening night for any.
Oh yeah, because there'd be guys who'd be like, I'll take tickets to each show. I'll spend the whole day watching that one movie.
Oh yeah,
but
and
even
like,
the next day,
the movie the most.
The next day, I was telling people, you know, we went there and we got in right away, and they couldn't believe it because they would have gone to see it that night. But
it's like,
they
we just walked up and got some tickets.
They didn't know they could have got in, so they didn't bother trying.
Fuck Star Wars, anyway.
We're certain
everybody
it would be.
Who's really worth it knows.
Besides the point, though,
all you need is one ring to unite them all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear anything about the movie.
No,
I know you're not telling me anything, but I don't want anyone talking about it. Have you seen the trailer? I don't want to hear it.
I
was impressed.
I don't want to hear you were impressed.
One thing I'm interested in is seeing the Final Fantasy movie because that's like CG.
Polygons much?
It looks like real.
No.
I couldn't tell.
Did you see it?
You cannot tell. And it's not even made from skins.
Yeah,
the skins on the CG are not made from are not like taken from like photographs. They're completely worked up by
so how'd they build them?
I don't fucking know.
That's what I mean. Polygons must. They must use like 7 billion.
Oh, okay.
Nerves. What are nerves?
You need a microphone.
Non-uniform rational beta splines. I'm glad you asked. Let's get into matrix algebra right now.
Can I make monkey noises and throw my own feces?
In a nutshell, nerves in a nutshell.
Nerves in a nutshell is a way of displaying curved surfaces without the use of polygons.
I can throw my own feces.
Okay, for everyone
who got that
has a brain. So that's all it is. It's just like fuzzy logic for graphics, or what?
No. It, you can represent a curve as an actual curve instead of breaking it down into polygonal elements.
Wow.
In that way, you're able to represent very complicated objects without as much mathematical representation. Like 7 bazillion polygons won't do as good of a job as like 500 NURBS curves.
Oh, okay. So what about, did it take like a billion years to render this fucking thing or what?
Most likely, yes, in machine time, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
But it actually took less time for mankind to actually evolve.
Look at the previews, because they have picked Bill Hamilton.
Oh, I've seen the previews. I've shown the previews.
Okay.
That's
how
I was looking at it going,
hey, how's it going? And it's just like, whoa!
You're sitting there and you watch like the six pupil eye dilate, and you're like, wow, you know. And
first,
I would argue that it doesn't look that real.
And his nose is bleeding, and he just has to go sit down for a while.
It looks amazing, but I'm not fooled into thinking it's a real person.
You did watch that one.
In animation, I know that they call it rotoscoping. What do they call it when they use it with computers? You said it was polygon or something like that?
I have no idea what you're asking.
When they sort of trace human movements, they like tape someone up with little dots.
Oh, a little ball, and then they fill in the rest.
That's what motion cap is. They just put it at the joints because that's all they need to know where the joints are. That's what John does down at EA.
Yeah, because I was certain it was at first, and when somebody was telling me, no, that's not motion cast, I was like going, pardon?
Motion capture.
Motion capture? Okay.
Yeah,
it's called motion capture.
So Smokehouse applied for a job recently.
Yeah, and probably
He got fucked over hard, and this is his tale.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
This is what he sent to the person that interviewed him back, I think, like a day after. And this is pretty harsh. Dear Amy, please don't take this personally because it's not meant to be so in any way. It has taken me this long to collect my thoughts, considering the bombshell you dropped on me this afternoon. At the risk of sounding bitter, however, I must convey my thoughts to you. I must say at this point I'm completely and utterly embarrassed. Not because my demeanor on the telephone, but because I feel I was treated poorly by your company. Very poorly. When I first interviewed at Caterpillar, I was asked if I had spoken to you at all. I, of course, had to tell them that the only contact I had with you was a quick hi-bye handshake. Even they found this to be a bit strange. For the lack of a better word, I must say I was completely stunned when you told me that Dustin Sanders had been hired after meeting with you and others at ATS. I do believe this is what you said. The only reason I find this perplexing is the fact that you hadn't taken this time to talk to me at all. If you had, you would have learned the following. This is not meant to be bitter, it's just the truth. Dustin Sanders worked under me at Philips Electronics. He learned a great deal of his hardware knowledge from me. I also trained your co-worker, Josh Henderson, incidentally. The client base of my previous employment consisted of the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. No small feat. It was my job to make sure that the people knew what they were doing on my end. I also had to handle angry customers on the other end. Not only did I handle 90% of the training for a major division of one of the largest electronic companies on the earth, I was also expected to write all the training literature from scratch, which I did, as well as many administrative tasks such as processing return products and redistributing call flow. I have 19 years of computer experience. There are a total of 6 PCs in my home. I administer my own network, which houses over 100 gigabytes of total storage capacity. The network runs on a combination of Windows 2000 server, Windows 2000 Professional, Windows 98. I also maintain an FTP server, provide all technical service for the fledgling music company here in town. I worked with an employee who's currently on the same help desk I applied for. I also have done a little freelance PC building and support. However, the freelancing will never be enough to support me. I need something stable. But you never knew this, because the only time you really bothered to talk to me was to tell me that you have chosen someone else without even really exploring your options. I have to be completely honest here. When you offered me the dispatcher position, I felt rather insulted. He was offered a position after being turned down for the other one. Well, I know this was a gesture of goodwill. It was similar to asking a race car driver if he would like to drive the delivery for Domino's. Am I asking for executive treatment? No, but I'm far better than your offer. Now, I realize that you may think I'm a jerk, asking yourself, does he always do this when he doesn't get a job? Well, the answer to that question is an emphatic no. In fact, I've never done this before. I've been turned down for many jobs. I've just never been outright cheated before. I don't have a problem with Dustin Sanders. I don't. He's a good kid, and I'm aware that he now has A-plus certification. I do not. But what ATS has shown me is that they're more interested in somebody who can pop down $200 to take a test that says they can do something than somebody who has actually done it. I considered the possibility of not getting this position, as I've been turned down for many, but I was expected to be given the courtesy of a decent fighting chance and not to be beaten out by someone whose age matches that of my experience level. I simply do not understand. It was rather embarrassing to have to explain to some of my friends and coworkers that I lost out to a lower level tech whose previous employment I helped secure. This is by far the largest professional embarrassment of my life, even surpassing that of my termination, which I'd be happily to discuss with you at a later date if you so wish. It was not my intention to offend you. In fact, I hope you will still help me obtain employment. I just felt that this was an injustice that needed to be addressed and the record needed to be set straight. Thank you for all your time. Smokehouse. I'm not saying his name. So if Smokehouse wants to phone in right now and follow this up, because I don't know what happened after she got this letter. So only Smokehouse phone in. You know the number. You're listening.
You know somebody else is going to phone in.
I'm assuming that whoever this woman is, she's going to fight tooth and nail against him ever coming within like 100 units of the building she works in.
Yeah, she's probably got a restraining order issued right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a restraining order already signed.
But when I hire people, I always look at what they can do, not the pieces of paper they have.
Yeah, but you have a brain in your head.
I know that.
The problem is a lot of the people that are making the hiring decisions don't know anything about tech, so certifications they can understand.
That's the problem. You got
to
know.
They don't know how to assess somebody's skills from like a...
They're not the right person to hire them then, if they don't know what the hell they're hiring for.
Not long ago, I applied...
Closer.
She basically told me to fuck off.
Not long ago, I applied for the position of a webmaster, web admin, and mail admin at an internet service provider. I sent the mail to this internet service provider with a list of my qualifications, my experience, all the software I understood. It was a lengthy email. It was like 2 pages long. And she forwarded it back to me with one line saying, thanks, can you please send me your qualifications? So I sent her back the email again and got no response. Human resources people are just slightly above algae.
I think they have a checklist. They have a checklist. He must have this, 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 and this, no matter how good he is.
I'm going to say this again.
Yeah.
Management only exists to, like, justify their own existence. That's the only fucking reason they're there for.
Bit of an exaggeration, I'd say.
Management is there to make everybody else's underneath them life a misery.
I have another question.
Well,
when you write down I have MCSC, A+, Cisco certification, does anybody actually ask to see those pieces of paper at any point?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Usually.
I'm just going to lie.
Well, no,
there's a centralized job again.
Yeah.
But a centralized database where they can ask for your name or something like
that.
Oh,
I'm sure.
I doubt they do that either.
The same name as me. There's four people in Langley with the same name as me with library cards. I'm sure they'll be somewhere else somewhere on the face of the earth.
Yeah, there's
I have a buddy.
That's the advantage of having a nice generic last name such as Enki and I have. Especially also having very generic common first names as well. there are at least seven people. I saw this in the Vancouver Public Library naming system. There are at least seven other women with the exact same name.
Wow.
As me.
Yeah.
Try I'm
Sean
worried
Kennedy
about my credit rating, like, frankly.
Sean Kennedy's pretty
in Langley,
common.
In fact, there's two of them who have birthdays in the same month as me with the middle initial W. That
wow.
was interesting.
Oh, by the way,
when I first applied for a loan with a cosign from my parents to buy my first Jeep, the bank said no. And I had a cosign from my parents, and their credit rating's fabulous. So when I called to find out,
even
they
with
said,
a cosigner.
Yeah.
You
so when I called to find out, they said call the credit bureau and ask them, right? So I called them up, and they said, oh, yeah, in 1981, you had a couple credit cards, and you maxed them out and then didn't pay them off.
How old were you?
9.
All right!
Maxing those credit cards.
9. There must be another Darcy Pollen out there.
Who's a bad boy.
I don't know if he's bad, because I've also had a great deal of bonus when it comes to ICBC. I skipped a few years and got my 40% discount.
Uh-huh.
2 years before you started driving. You know.
No, but 2 years sooner than I should have had it initially. And then I got into an accident when I was driving my parents' car.
Yeah.
And they take essentially...
I think they take all
3 years off of what you have. Three years of your safe discount, so you have to work 3 years to get back where you were.
Okay.
It's actually 6 years now. They only go down...
Okay, but I'm talking about way back then, not now. And I didn't have a discount to begin with, so I was way deep into surcharge.
Yeah.
Within 2 years, I had 40% discount again, which should have taken about 5 years. So I think there's another Darcy Pollen out there doing good things for me. They keep mixing this up, because that's not the only time. Other things have happened.
Or the guy at the office thinks you're cute, one of the two.
I have a friend who I ride on the bus with. His name is Kurish. He's originally from Iran. Remember I told you about the guy when he was a small kid? The teacher beat the bottom of his feet till he bled.
Oh, yeah.
In
Iran, you say.
In Iran, yeah. He left Iran after he had just got his basic degree in chemistry.
In cheap eating.
Came to Canada. He's got three separate bachelors. And his master's in chemical engineering and in chemistry. He just went to apply for a job.
So he's unemployed, you're saying?
He went to a job, applied for a job. It was supposed to be some basic low-level nothing position. He was just supposed to check some sort of product to make sure, like...
Other people's beaten feet.
Yeah. You're not going to get off that, are you?
No, I'm not. Carry on.
He's supposed to just check to see if there was, like, you know, something wrong with the product. It's just like a, I don't know what they call it, like a quality control?
Quality
control checker or whatever. Woman.
Podiatrist.
Now, he's, like I said, he's Iranian. He doesn't really have an accent when he talks. He goes down for the job. Woman who he's supposed to basically.
Well, it depends on how much he wants the job.
Oh,
okay. You made a funny line.
He said,
"Go on with the story." Go on with the story. Come on, let's hear it.
Continue on.
Okay. Dose for the job.
Need zombie
woman
flap sample.
Dealing with.
On him. Beats his feet.
Let him speak. Fuck. I'm losing track of what he's talking
don't,
about.
Don't solve. Go ahead.
Fuck you all.
No, no more.
Now I've fucking lost my place. Oh, okay, so he...
She goes down.
No. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm trying to remember what she said, okay? Yeah. I'll shut up.
He goes Kay. Down for the job.
Yeah, he goes down to
down
apply.
To place for the job.
Shut
for
up!
The job.
Fuck you all, I'm going to start kicking ass.
His ass. We're in a studio, give me a break. Tell your story.
Are you going to skull fuck somebody
down,
in the back?
He goes down to apply for the
okay,
job.
Okay, wait a
what
second.
Happens?
You harass the shit out of him on his story to the point that he's annoyed, and then it's okay for you to be annoyed back at him? What the fuck is that? Everybody's standing up on him.
He goes down and applies
for the job.
Right.
Now, the woman who is going to be his manager is got... doesn't even have her degree. She has a certificate from BCIT. As soon as she sees all of his credentials, he gets turned down for the job.
Of course.
No, he's overqualified.
Yeah, because she's scared he's gonna take her job.
Yeah, right.
That's why you have these departments to start with. So
you know,
the people who are going to be the bosses can't neglect to hire people based on the fact that they're overqualified and will take over their jobs.
People will always prevent people who can... expose them from getting into the job.
Here's a follow-up for Smokehouse's story. The guy who interviewed him, the help desk coordinator, interviewed him with questions out of a book, and he told him he didn't really understand networking.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
You really want to work at this
company?
If
he happens to mention these key words, yeah, he did okay on that question. Bad, bad, bad. It's a good time.
Did he talk a lot after did I understand anything he said? No, I didn't understand anything he said.
Smokehouse, if you're listening out there, I deal on a daily basis with, like, the higher levels of management in the engineering departments at Caterpillar. I also deal with their purchasing departments. You don't want to work for Caterpillar. They are a complete bureaucratic fuck-up.
Smart like dump truck?
No, there's no problem with the people being intelligent, but you'll have, like, the guy who's chief in charge of pencil shavings. Like, everybody's broken down and so badly micromanaged that they can't get past the fact that they signed a piece of paper, put a little rubber stamp on it, send it into mail slot number 13, wait for the reply, and then they're allowed to do their work for the day. Incidentally, using a copy of software called CATIA on Unix systems, it's like a decade old and doesn't do the job it needs to do. They can't even read AutoCAD files. That's just my personal little rant. I'll just stop now.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't want to work at Caterpillar. Sucks ass. End of story.
It's probably a good time to mention that Erase is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And they're having a gig coming up.
And
who's going to be there?
On the 17th of this month at the Java Joint.
Where's that?
This Saturday coming.
Are you going to show up?
This Saturday coming.
It'll be like no
show jokes. Well, it's your fucking show. You plug it.
Sean's getting grumpy.
Sean's getting tired.
Yeah. Sean
Somebody
Kennedy, the fucking man, will be showing.
Sean needs some Wonowty.
He needs some notice.
Wonow.
I need one of those little fucking buttons.
Yeah, I'm 6 out of 2.
I'm okay now. I'm all right.
Go to the bathroom.
We're playing a gig with three other bands, the Java Joint in Surrey in the illustrious area of Wally. On the corner of
that's
King
near
George,
the SkyTrain.
King George and 108. So yeah, it's right near the SkyTrain.
Wally.
So if anybody wants to
right
show
across,
up,
right across the street from the XXX video store.
Yes.
We're
right
not,
across the
we're
street.
We're not lying.
No. Not like you can walk out the front door and all you see is three big X's.
You can pretty much have a full night's entertainment.
If you go down about 50 feet, there's the bird, and you can go see some
pawn shops and XXX stores.
Fine. Young ladies.
I don't know how young they are. I think if you go down there, you get a fine selection of 40 plus. If
the ugliest.
Like,
the
rolled
ugliest.
Up, if you're into rolled up and put away wet.
The
you be
ugliest prostitute I've ever seen in my life was on that area.
And you've seen a lot of ugly.
I've seen a lot of.
No, 300 pounds.
It's the
Indian.
Slipperiest.
In a pink body stocking.
Oh! What? There must be a market for that.
What do you think?
Did everybody else just get the same bad visual as I did?
It's hard not to.
I'm sorry.
I can't see it. I didn't even see it.
I'm going to have nightmares.
I'm sorry. That's great. I think
don't
I saw her. She's walking
down
the street holding hands with the guy with the black vinyl and the large inflated head. How's it going? I'm the shit. Yes, you are.
Is you
better
baby?
Stay away. I'll pop your head and blow your whole fucking upper torso in half.
I just pictured a great big fat hot dog on legs, you know?
I'm all right with it.
Just think about, like, Greek elephants or something. You'll be fine. No, but seriously, on the 17th, so, and...
Sean's doing some there? You doing a little yelling?
Well, yeah, no, it won't be as bad as it was at the OB, but, I mean, the big thing is to go down there to check out Erase because it's a great fucking show. I'm going to go up there and do, like, a gig with them because they for some reason, don't think I suck, and that's it. Like, and they promised me that the sound man is not, like, a psycho. Because last...
For sure.
Yeah. Apparently,
so... Don't Keller doing audio this time?
Yeah.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want everybody to show up. I go do a spoken word thing, and everybody just leaves and goes home. The race does their next song. Not what I want.
That wasn't the plan?
Because, like, they'll all be like, John is going to get his foot cut off.
Oh, Sean's done.
When,
let's go.
Yeah, you know. So it'll be.
You mean there's music after?
There's music. But Sean's not speaking.
I follow Sean. God. He's going there.
I'm like watching the last season. I finally watched the last section of Bab 5, season 5.
Uh-huh. That's the end?
Yeah, which is the last season of Babylon 5, which I call.
So you'll have more time now?
Yeah, well, I did it all last night. I started at 6 o'clock yesterday and watched the remaining 4 tapes I had of Bab 5.
That explains the bags under your eyes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm like. Okay, I was really pissed off because, like, they do the big crying, you know, Sheridan's going to die thing, and I'm a big suck for that. So I'm, like, bawling my fucking eyes out watching the show. I'm like,
the bags under your bag.
He loves her, and I saw, fuck. And I get mad because I'm crying watching a stupid space fucking opera show.
I didn't know the window was open.
Oh, sorry.
Can you shut it? We're really loud.
I get mad because I'm watching this fucking space opera show, getting all fucking crying and shit. And in the movie, Michael Garibaldi gets fucked over by this telepath named Bester, and he never ever gets vengeance. It never happens.
What's going on?
That pissed me off, too.
And I'm like...
They're holding off for a sequel.
I watched all of the 5th season...
Just waiting to see Michael kick his ass.
Waiting to see Garibaldi make Bester take 10 days to die.
Yeah.
And the season's over, and I'm like, this is happy horse shit. And I
spoke as a Sean cried at Bab 5.
I did.
Damn.
I'm a big Sean. Your hero lost and died.
I know. I know. I hate that shit. I go see a movie. I don't want to see a movie where, look at this hero. It's brutal. I'm bad. Yeah, it's true. Long-distance commercials sometimes choke me up. It's
little
brutal.
Little puppies and small babies.
Oh, Dad, thanks for the cell phone. You know, seriously.
A fucking cheeseburger will make you cry.
It is. I'm brutal. I'm sensitive.
No, he's Irish.
It's bad. It's all bad. And I'm just sitting there watching. I just got all pissed off. Because I'm, you know, you go to see a movie.
Prophet Battlewax has some more info on that show. It says, Sean, that was supposed to happen during Crusade, but TNT canceled it.
Yep. Actually, what happened during Crusades was that Stravinsky, who was writing the show, all the producers got all fucky with him and said...
And said,
oh, well, we want you to have, like, 90210 in space. And
No. The quote was, and he actually said this, was they wanted Wrestling meets Baywatch in space.
Whoa. That would not agree.
We happen to see this little snippet of an interview with J. Michael Straczynski the same week that The Rock appeared on Star Trek Voyager.
And he wrestled Jerry Ryan.
Oh, my
seven
God.
Or six of nine, you know.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, the same week that we heard Straczynski said that.
Did they have to pay him to do that, or did he do it gratis?
I wouldn't toss her out of my bed.
No, neither would I. But the thing is, I mean, what can you say at that point?
We have a request for Ask a Ronin. Can you pull that out of your ass there?
Actually, hang on. I think I have some articles here that I can go into.
Oh, you got some.
Ask, yeah, I have some.
Nobody's
made
an intro.
Questions,
but
that I can ask for Ask a Ronin.
Keep in mind, I'm just coming off vacation here. This is very special.
Do you have some gunfire there, Drek, so we can make an impromptu intro here? I think we do. There we go. It's Ask a Ronin.
It's Ask a Ronin.
Time for Ask a Ronin.
That worked.
On Ronin.
Keep on Ronin.
Okay. So it's time for Ask a Ronin. Confused in St. Louis writes.
Oh, God. Another one.
They're always confused there.
Dear Ronin Sariette,
every once in a while, I'll be in the shower and I touch myself. Now, my religion teaches me that this is bad, but it feels really good. I know that in your job, you have to do things that are considered wrong. How should I deal with this? Signed, Confused.
Oh, dear Confused. Dear, dear, dear Confused. What can I say about this? It is hard, being in my line of work and doing what I do. I'm very good at doing very bad things, but eventually you learn to cope with the stress, and you realize that once again, you're there to do a job. And sometimes, in order to make an omelet, you have to break a couple eggs. Sometimes, you go into a village, you take the aerial reconnaissance, fucking the intel guys fuck it up, you walk in there, you were told that the fucking village was not friendly, but you find out that they are, and then there's a massacre, and then there's a great big fucking international episode, you have to go into hiding, people start blabbering on about fucking being a war criminal. I mean, come on, how can a guy make an honest living nowadays?
Right on. I think that'll answer his question.
He's straight and right up.
Okay. Okay.
Somebody requested Ask a Cenobite, but...
And, there's also a letter from Sad in San Francisco.
I love the alliteration you got going on.
Sad. This is what the fucking letter says.
I get these all the time. It's legit.
Yeah, it's legit.
Used in Cincinnati.
Sad in San Francisco writes, Dear Ronan Sariot, I've just recently lost my cat. It got run over by a bus. I felt really...
It's not lost, then.
Dag was on the bus.
The thing that was really unfortunate was that I witnessed the incident and I saw the cat killed. It has given me nightmares. I'm having troubles dealing with the visions of my dead cat, understanding that you've seen many horrible things. Can you give me advice on the best way to deal with this? Signed, Sad, in San Francisco.
You know, sometimes, even Ronan Sariot, the first Ronan, wakes up, and he just has that feeling of impending doom, that little black cloud right above his head, and when it rains, it fucking pours. But you know when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you have to infiltrate the narco-guerrilla drug cartel, you know they've got the ground radar, and the fuckers have got mines now. But you gotta keep pressing on. You crawl inch by inch, you probe on the 45-degree angle, but you gotta make sure that you stick it in nice and slow. And these little fucking bastards, okay, they put the mines on the angles now, so that, you know, a lot of times you try to poke it in on the 45-degree angle, and boom, you fucking lose a face! And that just ruins your day! But it's all right. You just gotta step back, take a breath, realize you're in the fucking zone and you're better than everybody else. You press on and you do the job that needs to be done.
I have a last letter.
Whoa.
What was that?
I'll do it again. Okay.
Those bonsai kittens never walk straight. They always wander into traffic.
Letter from Thinking in Tennessee.
That's a oxymoron.
Yep, Thinking in Tennessee.
This one.
Serious
thinking,
now.
Thinking in Tennessee writes, Dear Ronan Sariot, I'm involved in a job where I spend a lot of time sitting in a tower looking at buttons on a screen. Most of my job entails making sure that I have to be constantly alert and diligent while watching that none of these gauges go wrong. I have a hard time focusing and sometimes fall asleep. Can you offer any advice? Signed, Thinking in Tennessee.
When you're new to the field, a lot of people get sloppy. They get overwhelmed with the aspects of their job. But you gotta remember the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. When you're conducting river crossing operations and you're operating in small man cells, remember, cross at the bend in the river. It's the narrowest part of the river. You keep yourself and your team to the minimum exposed element. Take your time before you cross. Observe both directions. Really pay attention to the shadows because the little fucker's going to hide in there. He'll draw a bead on you.
What about roads?
Roads.
Crossing the road.
Okay. That's a whole other question, but I'm glad you asked that one, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, because this is critical. Now, you can go about this two ways. First and foremost, you never, ever, ever traveled on a road. Why? Because they're always mined. And the other thing is, humans naturally, instinctively travel along roads and rivers because they're drawn to this. You run parallel to them, you walk parallel, you patrol parallel to them. It's just the nature of the beast, but you don't. When you come up to a road, you've got to sit, stop, observe, and listen.
You send two guys out that run a that run across the road at full tilt. One breaks left, one breaks right, into the tree line, doing a box recce. You go out 25 meters, you come back in. They cover, give the team the thumbs up. On the go code, you all bolt at once across the road, 5 meters into the tree line, stop, hit the ground, cover the angles of attack, and you wait to see if you've been compromised. From that point, only when team leader gives you the go-ahead, you get up and you move and proceed on with the patrol.
All right, so that's Astronaut for this week. Please turn in next week to hear critical information about how you can stay alive in daily life.
Hey, and maybe an intro.
Real people, real questions, real answers.
Ask a Ronin.
Ask
okay.
a Ronin.
Okay.
That's great. We're going to open up the phone lines now.
So now we're opening up the phone lines. It's 8:30. The show's actually doing pretty good here.
I think so. What the hell's going on here? Yeah, but I can't hear what I'm playing. Oh, I know why.
Are we playing Asperona here?
Oh, never mind. They can hear it.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAMS or 1-877-729-7268 so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Ask yourself.
Rent Road Trip. I've heard it's good.
It's like for 5 minutes.
Road Trip was funny. I didn't even see the whole thing. I was pissing myself laughing.
That's the part I'm talking about.
Stop! No. Okay, keep going.
That's all we need to say.
That's
okay,
all we need to
anyway.
Say.
Did I say two? I meant three.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Gloom Bunny and Company.
Hi, Gloom Bunny and Company. Who's all over?
I'm at Rodan's house, and I have my pet Canadian here, and lesbian.
Oh, who's your
pet Canadian?
Who's your pet Canadian?
Huh?
Who's your pet Canadian?
My pet Canadian, Cameron.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Is he in cult?
Canadian to the best in bed.
Oh, I see. Has he got a leash on?
Huh?
Never mind.
So, everyone there is enjoying the show? Anybody there that hasn't heard the show before?
Let's see. Three people haven't.
And are they enjoying it?
Yes, they are.
That's good. Tell them to tell their friends.
You mentioned the military.
Oh. They like the military parts, huh?
No, Cameron does.
Okay.
Okay, where
if we please
where,
one person, that's good enough.
Where are you calling from?
I beg your pardon?
Where are you calling from?
Roto's house.
Roto's house.
That's what, great. On a map.
What state does Roto live in?
Oh, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Okay, very cool.
He lives right by me. Well, a while away from me, but by me in the grand scheme of things.
Closer than us.
Yeah. I think you guys need to have an Ask a Cenobite segment.
No.
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 No, we have no local Cenobites. If we did, maybe, but we have no local Cenobites.
But
feel free. Feel free to send us
some stuff in.
Some audio.
and we'll review it and like see if we can play it.
I mean, we appeal to the lowest common denominator, but, I mean, that's going a bit far. Ask a Cenobite.
It is. And what do you really... You don't really want to talk to the Cenobites anyway, do you?
No.
Not really.
They're usually too busy, huh?
Yeah, they're usually busy. Hey, can you suck this? Oh,
boy.
No, she's busy right now.
My mouth
back
full.
Okay. So,
anything you wanted to say specifically?
No, not really. Just wanted to call in and tell you guys you need to have Ask a Cenobite.
Extra okay. Ask a Cenobite. Okay.
Okay, thanks much. Say what the hell?
I have five rules.
Say, and who rules?
That was Cameron. He screamed Bab 5 rules.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bab 5 rules. Okay, cool.
All right.
Hang out with me to watch Bab 5.
All right. Well, Babsy May.
All right. Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hi, I'm Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto!
I'm working on a Nomad song. It's, like, almost done.
Nomad song?
As soon as you get that done, you got an MP3-ify and send it
to us. We will play it.
Absolutely, on the air for thousands and thousands of people.
That's right. You'll be famous.
You'll be lead prophet.
You'll be as famous as us.
At least.
if not more.
Maybe more. It's fear and loafing. Fear and lofting and Langley.
That's very clever, but I don't think you got that. Anyway, so... So, that's okay. Because there's like four people who got that. Anyway, so...
Yep.
They're in the room.
And they're in the room.
As your lawyer, I advise you to start drinking heavily.
All right.
You take a road trip.
So right. when can we expect this song?
What?
When can we expect the song to come in, then?
The song should be done by next week. I'm just touching up the music, and then I'm going to start, probably in a couple days, I'm probably going to start looking for little sound clippings to stick that on there.
Excellent.
And there's two people for sure, and then one possibility that are going to be, like, new and stuff.
New and stuff. Okay. Say what the hell.
All right. What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. How's it going? I got your voice messages. You left.
That's good.
That's the extent it went, huh?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm glad that you got them. I wasn't sure if you were going to get them or not.
No. Anything that's left on my cell phone, I generally get. So what's all going on, man?
I did a new front page for DaVinci.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was going to mention that on the show tonight. Good point. The digital DaVinci site, if you guys haven't been there in a while, go check it out. It's fucking amazing.
What's the address?
Well, you can go to prophets.thecult.org.
Right, okay.
Or do you guys have the digital DaVinci domain yet?
No.
Okay, that's okay.
It's prophet.thecult.org.
Prophet. Oh, sorry, yeah, prophet.thecult.org, and check it out.
Like Image Master, there's an archive of high-resolution images
yeah.
that I put up there, all Ronin right now.
Yeah.
But they're all 300 DPI or better. They're for making wallpapers or making posters or whatever, so they print out really good. And I'm asking for people to submit any that they have, because the only ones I can get access to are, like, Ronin ones. Hello?
Yeah,
we're listening to you.
Wasn't sure. I couldn't hear anything.
No, we're listening.
We're sort of looking at the pictures on the
webpage. Yeah, we're looking at all the pictures. I was checking this out the other day. When you sent me that, I was thinking it was very cool. I was looking at some of the art that was done. I like the gargoyle back wallpaper that you made. That's very,
that
very
one.
Cool.
Did I send you guys the newest Ronin one?
Is it up on the page?
It's up on the page
one right here.
That.
It's the one with the gas masks?
There's a different one. There's a guy with a gas mask, and he's holding this huge-ass gun.
Nope.
Okay, there's one thing that you guys need to know, and I'm going to clear this up right now, because I keep seeing this. There is a Ronin symbol which is being used that is not the correct Ronin symbol. And I don't know how this is still circulating, okay?
There's a counterfeit Ronin.
There's a Ronin symbol that has a solid section in the top left-hand corner of the picture. Okay? It's a thick bar. That is not the Ronin symbol.
That was a rogue one.
That was one that was rejected. We're not using that one. The one we use is hollow in that section. That is the Ronin symbol. Because if you look at the Ronin symbol on the cult page, it's different from that solid bar symbol. Okay, we don't use that solid one. So
you're using the right one, right?
Not on that one, no. On the one
really?
You used on the Ronin wallpaper that you have there, the one with the gas mask, that's actually the wrong symbol.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
hopefully you have the original Photoshop file.
Yeah, if not, Fork's got it. If you look on the cult page and just do a search for any Ronin pics, like, you'll see that there's... it's got... Like, if you go to the cult page, you'll see that there's the actual... Ronin, like, symbol. And that's the one that people should be getting. I'm just concerned because I don't want anybody else to go, like, with Ronin Sariat.
That's the wrong one, then?
That is the wrong
symbol.
Is it symbol.
That one you're talking about, that
yeah,
bar there?
Yeah, that thick bar in the top left-hand corner, upper left-hand corner. It shouldn't be a thick bar there. It should be, like, another line, like another crosshair line in a curve pattern. And I'm just worried that some other Ronin is going to go and get a tattoo thinking that that's the right fucking symbol.
Bad.
And it's not. Okay, that's my concern.
Well, I'll switch that if I can locate the right.
Fork will be able to give it to you. If you just go talk to APOC, search on the actual cult page for Ronin stories, and you'll see the symbol I'm talking about, to be sure.
I'll get it from Fork.
Okay, right on. And I hope that doesn't really utter thunderfuck your world, because that's like it's a very cool wallpaper, and I like it a lot. I had it on my desktop, but I kind of figured that I was wondering why people were doing that, and I didn't know why, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. And I'll probably have to change the newest Ronin wallpaper I made, too.
Oops.
Also, I today just, before the show, I was kind of late, and I was getting business cards printed for me as a cult member.
Right on. I'm all for that.
Pass those out to anyone who asked me what the hell cult is. Info at Rant Radio, or join at thecult.org and www.thecult.org, and it says who I am, and it has the Guardian Prophet logo.
That's handy.
Very, very cool. And, in fact, what might be cool is that because you can get those programs allow you to print out your own business cards.
Yeah.
Maybe we could make up some templates.
Yeah, the guy, I forgot who did it last week, but they gave me the idea when they said they were leaving the card around that says so-and-so has been here.
Oh, yeah, that's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that last week?
Yeah, I remember in the show we were talking about that.
If anybody wants to actually, if anyone actually, want any prophets want, you know, have some fortitude in that sort of area, I've always wanted to have a business card made up for myself. And this is just if you're bored. I'm not, like, asking for
anything. I'll tell you what, Sean, I'll send Sim the, I got a little sort of screenshot of it.
I'll just send it to me, SeanK@thecult.org.
And you can look at it, and then we can change the symbols, because it's easy. You just switch in the symbol for and the name on top, and it's like a template, basically. So.
You know what we need in cult? And I've just thought of this, and this would be an amazing cult project for the prophets. And I'm sure all the prophets are probably perking up in the IRC going, A-roo? Okay? We need somebody to come up with a cult tarot deck where we have the major arcana, the minor arcana, cult, you know, the death card. All this, instead of the swords, we could use shovels and rods and all that shit. We could have, like, a cult tarot deck that you could
like
print
a,
out.
Like a magic set?
No, like tarot cards.
How many tarot cards are there?
Ah, there's a trivia.
As long as death is Ronan Stereot, I'm happy.
Thank you. I was just about to ask for that.
There are 74 minor arcana, and there are 30...
Just imagine, though,
one?
The cult... The Gathering
Major
sort of game.
Cult. We could play poker.
Top stores. Oh, God. We may make a lot of money, those.
I don't know if anyone would actually play cult, the cult card game. I mean, it's worth a thought, but I'd rather just see tarot cards for all the hoongans out there. That'd be pretty fucking cool. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell.
What the hell.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Badsy May.
Hey. Hi, Badsy May. How you doing?
She doesn't know. She hung up. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a little irritated.
With what?
Well, with Where's the comments that were made about the whole Ask a Cenobite thing.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, let's see here. The comments that were made of, let's see here. Nobody wants to talk to Cenobites?
No.
Who said that?
No, we're not really interested because it all has to do that. We were making a snide, sexist remark about having physical sex with them versus, you know, the whole thing about who cares what's in the beauty pageants, what they say versus what they do. So it was a slide. It was a snide, sexist remark based upon just having sex with them versus what they have to say. But, I mean, that's true, though, because, like, they could be talking that bone sex shit, and that could be very sexy, too. I've never really thought of it.
I'm sorry. We don't just have sex. It's not all the Cenobites.
I know, Badsy May. I'm just... This is... Yeah, you guys shoot up as well. No, come on. You know I'm just fucking around. You know I'm just fucking around. Come on now.
Yeah, we said all.
Don't get all crazy on me now. You're not getting crazy on me now, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My job.
That's your job as a Cenobite.
They're there to keep you in check.
She's going to say, Sean,
too much
that's
power.
Wrong. You can't say that Cenobites are just about sex. I'm going to come over there and give you a sound spanking. So that's it.
This show is a comedy show.
What's up?
I'm not allowed to give you a sound spanking.
You're fucking right, you're not. My wife would kill me.
And possibly you. Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
There's something there.
We love you, Badgie Man. Okay. That's all.
We do.
We all love this.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Templar Knight.
Templar Knight!
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man? How's your mom?
My mother's actually doing very well. She went to the hospital, had 15 pints of blood, and her platelets and blood levels are back up. They found out what was causing the bleeding. And she's back at home. She's doing wonderful.
Right on. That's good to hear, man.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. God bless. That's excellent. So what's all going on, Buzz? What do you got to call in about?
Well, I finally updated my computer a little bit. I've got a DSL going through.
Right on.
Good.
I got a 5-gig section of my hard drive cleared away. I'm going to be setting up an FTP site.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we're just looking at the business card for a Guardian.
Yeah, Guardian Prophet.
Guardian Prophet.
Yeah, because he's got the Guardian logo out there. That's pretty cool, actually.
I have to get one of those. I told Nixter said, I want to get one of those for myself.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll have to actually get... Somebody send me a link to that on a webpage, and we'll just put up templates that people can go to and get the cards printed out. That's awesome. So you managed to get a computer upgrade happening.
Yes.
And everything's moving along smoothly that way. So it looks like things are getting back to normal in your life.
Yes, finally things are getting back to normal.
That's good. That's good. These little hiccups that happen are a real pain in the ass.
Yes.
You know, life is the shit that happens while you're making other plans. So that's really brutal.
I had a lot of plans, and everything got put back on hold. I mean, I started a new job less than 2 months ago.
How's that going?
That's going great. I'm going to be upgraded, it looks like. Going from probably go up in pay from anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a year.
Right on.
That's a good increase.
That's a good increase, man. Absolutely.
I'm union, too, at the same point, so.
Nice.
Which one?
So you're going to keep that.
Asian Workers of America.
Ah, Teamster.
So, right on. What we'll do then is, I'm glad that that shit's working, and this is something for the guys like No Deal and Nixter, and for guys like UTK as well. A lot of people phone me up, and they're like, Sean, I'm really sorry. I've been busy. I'm sorry. They send me all these apologies about shit that goes on in their lives, and they haven't been able to dedicate as much time as they can to cult. La, 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 la. That is so totally cool. I totally understand. I know that shit happens in people's lives, and I don't want anyone to get all stressed about it. Cult is here for you. I don't want it to be something that adds stress to your life, okay? So that's all. It's all good.
Like it's done with you.
Yeah,
like it's done with Sean. There's
I'm
no
the only
stress
person who's
added.
Had stress added to his life.
All right. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Excellent.
All right. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. It's always people.
All right.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Nomad Influence.
Hey, Mr. Infoloop.
Long time no hear. How you doing?
I'm doing, well, good, actually. Wow, the lag's not bad tonight. I better turn down the speakers.
So you can pay attention to the people on the phone rather than us 20 seconds ago.
Okay, so...
Well, I told you about the whole radio station thing last time I talked to you guys.
Right.
Basically, what happened is we got rid of one evil corporate fascist. And another one walks in the door.
So we're nowhere near closer to being on the air.
We're closer. We got the CRTC application. However, due to like CRTC regs, you guys are going to be played from like 1 to 6.
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's fine. Night
Great.
Crews. Night crews everywhere. There's
CRTC,
lots of...
by law, has no jurisdiction then, so we can play whatever the fuck we want.
That's true. Where is this again? What station?
It's going to be on CFIR.
C-F-I-R?
C-F-U-R.
C-F-U-R. And what city is this in?
Prince what? George, of all places.
Well, I want to see the mascot for CFIR. Like, that's what I want to see.
The actual, like, country station and the one that plays Britney Spears 24/7.
Right on. That's a good contrast.
CFIR, there's so many horrible possibilities.
Okay. CFIR.
CFIR. It's like you have like some like sea lich and, never mind. Anyway, no, what you want to have there is, yeah, no, that's awesome because think about it. You're in a northern BC logging town. You stay up late because you want to stay away from all the rednecks, and what's on the radio but thrash industrial metal? Fuck, that'd be, guys would be like lighting candles and getting tattoos and shit. That's awesome. I think it's great.
Excellent.
Yeah, It's a hell of a lot better than, like, going to the rave scene here. Okay, I won't talk about that. Also, what's really weird is I spend all my time at the radio station now, which is only on the internet, and they get pissed off because I don't listen to them on Sunday nights for some reason. I wonder why.
Hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
Prior commitments.
But what's really bad is I should come home, and since I'm living with a couple, like, rugby guys, like, the whole house is totally changed. It's like I'm living in a giant frat house.
That could be okay. Do they have chicks?
Yeah.
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah, so I'm like, for example, last night, I woke up 4 in the morning, and I'm like going, hey, who is this? Hey, wait, do I care? So I can really use that Ask a Cenobite section.
Oh.
What should I do if I wake up and I don't know who it is?
If I wake up in the middle of the night and there's someone trying to sit
so
on my face.
Should I care?
Yeah, should I care? Should I just
use
go with
SlipX?
It's the slipperiest.
It's
the slipperiest. And I'm on number 450 of the 620, and it's starting to burn. Okay, so what? that's just bad. Okay, so say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent.
So I need a Cenobite to phone up and see if they'd get that implant into their body, in their space of their spine. Spend the $15,000.
Okay.
Hey, you'd do that, huh?
I think all the nomads would, too, because they qualify. Yeah.
Do they have an IRC plug-in for that?
Yeah, a remote little button. On my click my webpage for orgasm. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's the ultimate killer wireless app.
Who is it again?
MC Fester D. Penis.
MC Fester D. Penis.
First time you call. Where are you calling from, buds?
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Right on.
The home of the Forgotten Rebels.
Barely hear you guys.
Pardon me?
Barely hear you.
You can barely hear us. Okay, well, we'll yell at you.
We'll have to speak up a bit. How's it going out there, man?
Pretty decent. I'm more or less phoning up to see where I can actually find the decent version of the icons for each of the clans.
The place you want to go to get decent, you want to email Fork or Zerstor or Nixter or No Deal.
No deal.
No deal at thecult.org, Nixter at thecult.org, Fork at thecult.org, or any. If you jump into the IRC channel, you can any of the guys in.
Yeah, I'm on it at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure that about 200 people have now messaged you saying, "Oh my
they
God,
are.
I can get it." So yeah, no, get just like about it. Anyone. A lot of guys got good res images of those, so you should be able to help you out.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
All righty, buddy.
Thanks. What the hell?
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Erase Bass Guy.
Erase Bass Guy. Not too sick to phone, huh?
You sick poofter!
How's
you pussy?
Okay, stop yelling. We're in a rented apartment. What?
We are.
What is?
No, I'm laughing at who's telling someone to stop yelling.
Oh yeah.
My mic's not loud enough.
Okay, so
yeah, your voice is.
Shut up. Bass Guy.
Yes.
So what's up, man? You're sick or what's the deal?
I'm sick. Yeah.
How sick?
I wasn't walking very steady.
Oh, really? So that's like sick.
Do you have like sores, cold sores on your penis or something?
Does it hurt when you pee? Like
does it burn?
Is it 40-ounce flu?
why are you, did you eat something or what's the deal here?
No, like, I don't know what it is. I'm not like crapping anything weird or anything.
Guys do that shit.
Thank you for sharing.
Guys do that. Guys will like take a dump and they're like, "Oh God, I know that was bad." You have to look. You have to look.
Like,
Every guy looks. They all look. They're like, "Whoa!" And you wipe your ass and you check the tissue paper and go like, "Whoa, that's a bad color." Or a multicolored, you know.
Look, ramen.
That's all good.
That's so all bad. So you're gonna make it to the show next week, right?
What I wanted to know is, they want to like audio tape it or something.
I'm gonna be videotaping it, at least Sean's portion.
You guys gotta put it up. What's going on?
I'll put up the MP3 of it, and we'll play it on the show.
Okay, that'll be pretty fun.
Because it'll be the next day.
Yeah, absolutely.
The radio show. Oh, really?
Yeah, that might be cool.
Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem. I'll be there.
We'll do the set. That'll be cool. So
yep.
You guys got some extra footage and shit.
Yep.
Is Uncle Sean going to be doing the same rant, or is this something new?
We're going to play it loose by ear. I might do that thing that I just did, the speech from the desk. I might cook something up on the fly. I don't really like to rehearse a whole lot of shit, and I don't like
I'm just not like, I'm just thinking what you think you're going to do.
I don't know.
He's going to yell into the mic when there's, like, loud heavy metal music playing in the
probably
back.
Just...
Right.
Your guys' is half. It's going to be
band.
Like it was at the last show where you just kind of play off the... What did you think of, other than the fact that the sound was fucked up, what did you think of the last gig there, the last...
Oh, it was pretty decent. I didn't have any complaints.
Lots of energy?
Well, it was good.
Bad sound, lots of energy.
Oh, it was...
Good energy, the fucking... Poor guy that fucking died.
I swear to God, I would have got all like, you know, zero BC Roman on that Roman on that fucker. Cause yep. I was just
fucking pint in my glass. I was ready to throw.
Yeah,
and the glass.
Yeah, the bassist is like a totally mellow guy. He's like a really cool guy, and he was like gonna like. And he was and he was gonna like strangle him with like his low C string or something. It was all bad. So
yeah.
All right. I know nothing about music. There probably is no low C string on it.
Actually, there is. That's one of my most prominent strings. Good for you.
Excellent. Good one.
All right, buddy. So I guess we'll see you then, and we'll
check
see
you out then
on the 17th. We'll check it from there.
I'll be there.
Right on, buddy. Say what the hell.
Okay.
No, what the hell for you?
So if you want to get more details on that gig, it's on the cult page, right?
It is. I'll be doing another post on it. I'll do.
Oh yeah, as it comes closer.
I should give me with a message with a.
So I hear there's going to be a pretty good turnout.
Who's
rounding up?
Terrell's rounding up some people, and the Runs with Scissors, one of the new members, is rounding up people, and it's
Carl's wife.
Yeah, Carl's wife.
I saw that. Runs with Scissors.
Carl
lives in Langley.
Lives
do
in
I
Langley.
Know them?
What's that?
Do I know that person?
Yeah, it's his wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Oh, girlfriend,
cool.
Sorry, wife. Unit. Partner.
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 Life partner.
Significant other, whatever. But, yeah. So.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Hey, Holy Dio. How's
Holy
it going?
Dio.
Hey, I just want to call in. I haven't called in a while. What I've been working on is I've been trying to do, like, a two-minute theme for each clan.
Really?
And anybody can do one, you know. I just want it to be fitting for the clan. You know, the run's got the stomping theme and, you know, gunshots in the background. No percussion, just gunshots exploding the whole way through.
Yeah, sort of industrial.
The Cinnabite theme, well, I got to demo that up. Someone can ask me for it. I got up a dentist site. He put it up for me, which is nice if I'm in whatnot.
Excellent.
Right on. You should zip those and send them to me as an email, man.
Yeah, we'll play them on.
I got what's looking like to be a flesh stripper theme. And I got the Ronin theme. I did it, and then I deleted it somehow or something.
Oh, no.
I spent, like, the whole day yesterday on it.
Dio, you have that rant with Sean doing the tearing apart Al from Americans from Purity, just the snippet.
Oh, yeah, of course I have that.
Send that to me again. This is a race. When I get home sometime tonight, if I get home, from this godforsaken area. We are in the armpit. We are in the asshole of British Columbia here. No.
See, I'm going to probably go to bed because I'm going to get to, like,
that doesn't explain why it smells like fish.
You can get it at worldwidewebmrecho.net. Actually, that's where I got it from. Andy's hosting the CD as well. So you can get the full version with the full everything after.
All right.
Send me the link to my ICQ.
I can send it to you, too.
Okay, also, I just have a question now. That one that you have, there's no music in the background of that, eh?
Nope.
You know what would be really cool, because that's one of the best rants we've ever done, it would be really cool is if your race got some piece of music and you guys wanted to throw that way as a music, put some musical background on there and use that as your spoken word segment as the beginning from your album. That'd be, like, totally hilarious. I'd have no trouble with that at all.
What, the interview or what?
The interview,
part
the
of
whole
it?
Fucking interview. And just throw, like, your race doing thrash metal behind it.
Yeah, bonus track.
And
there
have
you
a bonus
go.
Track
yeah,
where this guy awesome. Calls up and it's all like, yeah, we're against masturbation. And I just.
People would be going, what the? What
oh, guys would be laughing their bags off. It'd be like, wow, this guy's a mental case because I totally rope him in. And then I ask fucking.
It's 25
like,
minutes or
like,
something.
Like, completely.
Really you may want to have to cut it down a bit.
No, the whole interview is not 25 minutes, is it?
It's pretty long.
25 minutes or 26 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Really? Like 20, I think I beat the shit out of him for 26 minutes.
Well, you do a legitimate interview in the beginning, right?
Yeah,
so, and then you go nuts, and then it's calm again.
Maybe edit it.
That's like one of those fights. That's like one of those fights where you got the guy's head in a headlock. Punch him, and you hit him until you get tired, and then you're standing there going... and then you start in again.
I think it'd be really funny to do. I don't know. I don't think it's feasible, and I had no idea it was that big. Because
just
I'm like,
cut it down.
Yeah, you could chop it out and just chase.
Just when you're going nuts on them or something.
Yeah, just have all that. But it'd be kind of funny to have because people would probably. I mean, I would totally dig for the fucking music set.
I could do something like that. I just build it up slowly, and when you know when Sean gets angry, I make the music get angry.
Sure.
Oh no! This would be your race doing, or maybe
you're not allowed.
Mix it together, or I don't know what the fucking deal is, but
I got an idea.
Anybody can do it.
It's 20 minutes, you know.
All right, buddy.
Well, another thing is, I'm just really, with the CD, as far as the CD goes, you can get, the CD's pretty much done, it's all assembled, whatnot. I can burn it at 32 kilobytes per second clips, more or less, some of them are even 16, but the thing is, when I burn it, it distorts so bad when going from whatever sample rate to 44.1.
Yeah.
You know, it just distorts so bad.
I know, I have to get those to you.
Yeah, so.
I still have the list.
That would be nice. Yeah. But it is downloadable at MrEcho.net.
Right, all the low res clips of it.
Right. Which I'm waiting for the high res so I can put it up on MP3.com too.
Yeah, my fault.
All right, buds. All right, say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Right.
Excellent.
On.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Cyber Samurai.
Cyber Samurai. Cyber Long Samurai. Time no hear. How you doing, man?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad, guys. How's happening out there?
Good.
Doing a radio show.
Usual shit. What are you calling in for, buds?
Just to let you know, well, I'm next month, probably about the 3rd of March, I'm heading over to England to visit my grandmother.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm trying to arrange, I've been talking with Tenchi and trying to connect up with them while I'm over there.
You sure you're trying to hook up with Ronan Faith?
Yes, I'm talking to her as well.
And there's another couple of Ronan...
Eaton, there's couple other... other members. I haven't talked to them yet, but...
How many are there over there? There's like 9 or 10 or something?
I think so.
It's starting to really blow up because Tenshi's got IRC Cult Europe up. Yeah. And he's starting to move on that.
Because
and,
they're asleep while we're awake and we're awake
yeah,
while they're asleep.
Yeah, so they're trying to get that done in the re-release of that. And, yeah, so it, when you're leaving to go over there early?
Yeah, they'll be hitting there, but hopefully, I'm not saying I'm saying hoping, to get over there March, early March. And then what I'm trying to arrange is to head on from London to get to Vancouver.
Stop over.
Mom,
sweet.
And you guys just happen to live right by.
That's a very long plane ride.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it'll be a long ride. I'll come down to the airport, pick you up. No troubles there. Let me know when you have solid dates and times.
I shall.
Because what I'll do is I will I'll donate. I'll send you a bunch of buttons to bring over to the guys in Europe.
Oh, that's a good. Is it you're going to Vancouver before the trip or after?
After the trip.
After the trip. No, that's well, okay. I'll just courier. I'll FedEx.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I'll just send it when I'm
FedEx.
Once. I'll do a
Loomis it.
I'll Loomis it. I'll probably just send Postal Express and send you a bunch of buttons to take over Buck Shee to the guys over there.
Sounds good, man.
So you can help them out and shit.
Definitely.
Hey, Cyber, I got a question for you.
What?
Have you shanked anybody yet with that gift I sent you?
No, I don't want to wreck it yet.
Oh, fuck, you gotta break it in with a good blooding, my friend.
What'd you send Cyber Samurai?
I sent Cyber Samurai the Pat Crawford Bob Casper fighting folder.
Oh,
sweet.
Very sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a nice knife?
Yes, it's a very nice knife, actually. So, and that's very cool. That
I thought you sent him a book, in binder format on how to kill somebody.
He already knows that.
He already knows that shit. Right on, Cyber. That's awesome, dude. So, drop me an email about that and let me know.
All right, sure, bud.
Okay, you got your orders I sent earlier in the week?
I did, and I've been working on them.
Outstanding.
You'll be notified more.
Excellent. I will talk to you later.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
We'll take one more call. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Great Space Guy again.
Again?
You had more to something. What would the band and Sean think about like hitting up Travis with something that we can record for free and doing something pro or something pro?
Actually, going into the studio and actually doing something.
Well, wait, what are you asking me here?
he wants to
go into a studio with you and do recordings.
Like us actually recording an original piece with you ranting over it.
Sure.
Sure.
He doesn't do that every Sunday.
Yeah, like, no, I don't give a fuck. I'm honored. To be honest, okay, just so everybody in Cult kind of understands, the reason why I'm working with Erase is because I was honored as fuck that they asked me to work with them. Okay, they're like, would you be willing to do this? I'm like, you mean, yeah,
no.
Fuck, these guys are professional musicians. Yeah, I think I'm pretty fucking honored to be sitting there.
You've been paid, you're professional.
Yeah.
It makes no claim to your musical ability.
No,
you've been paid.
I think it's very cool, and the fact they want me to perform on an album, I mean, fuck, what am I supposed to do? Oh, no, I don't think I'll do that. Like,
that's
well, how
not
fucking,
up to my standards.
How big ignorant would that be?
Oh, we've got the webpage.
Yeah, so absolutely, man. I'd make time for that.
Well,
provided it's not a Sunday night.
Yeah.
and even then, I might even consider it. Well, I mean, if that's big dollars.
I'm gonna talk your pay.
If they're paying money to fucking get studio time. But if you guys...
Travis does it for free. Like, it's no one pays, they pay.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Go through school.
But,
they pay you to
now
record?
Now that the whole band is here and all of Cult is here and everybody's listening, if you guys want a topic for me to rant about, I can do that too. Like, it's not always about, what's Sean's inspiration? What's your motivation? I'm not nearly getting paid enough to insist on what I rant about.
Now Sean's going to be a whore to Erase.
Your ass is mine.
How did being considerate equate out to being a whore?
Oh, you know how they twist it around, Sean.
How does that work?
You've seen the web pages.
Oh, right.
Raking
right.
in the cash.
Right. One day I'm
out.
Evil overlord. Next day I'm somebody's bitch. I see how that works. Yes, I got sold to Erase for a pack of smokes.
Sean,
I'm hanging
Sean,
off a fucking Erase's butt loop right now.
It's just a double standard.
Oh, right. Another double standard.
Erase base guy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Oh, I did it this time. Good.
All right. So that's it.
Show that's it. We have two remixes that I'm going to play at the end of the show after the outro of Hope.
Oh, my God. Can they handle that? It's dark. It's late at night. They might kill themselves.
Maybe. Cool. But they're pretty cool. Call the Herd. Those are not weak and strong enough to survive. Hope. Remix twice. So we're going to say goodbye and go around the room. Actually, we're going to say the IRC, and Sean has to do it because he said he'd do it next time.
All right.
I said I'd do it next weekend, but I'll do it this
Okay.
Time. I just got to get Drexel to get to the top there, because we're not at the top of the RC. Sorry.
You're fucking with my shit, man.
Well, what else am I supposed to do here? Echo, Samarian Kexler, Holy Deal. Starting again. Echo, Samarian Kexler, Holy Deal. Shovel, Battle Wax Prophet, Ofi Dofi, Zusek, Redhead, Biatch, Apocalypse, Pseudo, The Oracle, Doodle, Case, Urbanite Type X. Hey, Urbanite Type X, drop me another email. I haven't heard from you in a while. Erase Base Sick. Link RX, Paradox, Baker 1, Cyril, and Josh K, Snake, Baz, Rooster, Nixter, Smokehouse, T-Knight, Cyber Samurai, Crazy, Festity Penis, Buck T, Flawless DePel, Griffin, Half-Elf, Infoloop, Judas, Leth, Romulus Garden, T-Gray, Jarrell, Yggdrasil, Coppertop, Plastic, Street Preacher, long time no see, how you doing, man? Forensic, Cossacks, Music God 1, Romeo Jr., Sapphire, Zerstor, Gloom Bunny, Wombat, Webadmin, Atomic, Microgroup, Sparky, Shazbort, Sofa King, We Two Did, Studio, Tone, Vampire Test Subject, Vampire, Marius, Mortis, and Ace. And the one thing I do want to say is I hope that Fork and Zerstor got their cult emails working. If you guys are having problems with your settings, let me know. I will call you, and I will baby step you through setting it up in case there's a problem. Not insulting your intelligence or anything, but if there's a problem, let me know and I can help you, because sometimes there's a couple of fucked up things with the settings. And if not, you can also talk to Doodle, because Doodle's also got one. So Zerstor's got it working. Okay. So you guys, Forks is not working. Okay, well, then you could email me based on that. And also, you guys, hope things are working well on Tanjay so that we can get that sorted out. Let me know how that's going, and we will check you later.
So, around the room.
Going around the room, this is... actually, let's go around the room on something I wanted to try. I wanted to talk about what did we learn on today's What the Hell show? Because that way it's better than just me saying goodbye. So now you have to say what you learned.
I don't know what I learned.
Okay, well, we'll start with Private Drexel. What did you learn on today's What the Hell?
Click.
How about not to run another copy of Winamp on the computer there?
Don't play the show that's looped into the show.
Yeah, see, I didn't really learn that. I'd say that I already knew that that would be a bad idea, but I learned that I should read what the link says before I
click on it.
Tell it to go into a new browser.
Yes, that's a good idea.
And this is John Kennedy the fucking man saying, I learned that I got sold for a pack of smokes to a thrash band. Cult leader one day, and somebody's bitch tomorrow. This is the economy of the modern radio world.
This is Jason from Race, and I'm Sean's man whore. And what I've learned today is that show and tell can be a bad thing. Please don't show me, and I will not tell.
Hello, this is Professor Scott Harker. I learned that it is possible to have dead people undiscovered for a very long time. Good night and sleep well.
This is Ronan Syriac, and I've learned once again why I spend a long time away from this crew.
This is Black Wolf, and well, I don't recall anything I learned because I probably forgot already, so there it goes.
This is Soma saying goodnight, and I've learned that these people can give me some of the sickest visuals I have ever had in my life.
This is Quoth saying goodnight, and I've learned never to eat chips when you just had your wisdom teeth out. Ouch.
Hi, this is Anki saying I didn't learn a goddamn thing. I already knew more than all of you put together.
This is Girl on Left saying, I learned not to wear a skirt to What the Hell, especially when I have to sit on the floor.
This is all from a race, and I learned nothing.
Nothing at all.
This is your old Uncle Dak saying, I've learned I've got to find my button.
That took a bit.
It's the visuals again, Dak. It's all wrong.
Uncle Dak needs to watch Road Trip. Just, you need to watch Road Trip. Find yourself a fine young girl and watch Road Trip.
This is Drummer Boy from Erase, and I've learned not to stick screwdrivers in plugged-in microwaves.
Not good. I learned that even in the dead of winter, 15 people makes for a hot room.
It's so hot.
I've learned that sitting on the floor, in the middle of the floor on my ass, cuts off lots of circulation in places you don't want it cut off.
And makes you forgotten to last every time?
Every time.
Hey, look, it's tingling.
And we're all done. And until next week. We will see you. Tell everyone to listen next week. And we're out of here. Go to Sean and Erase's show on Saturday. I think it's Saturday.
Yep.
Okay, we're out of here.
Bye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.
The new one is the newest of mixes. The first one is our first up. No. I got a bunch of these back because they'd already sold.
Alone. It's so hard to be alone.
No, yeah, well, it's like a commission.
We sit in crowds.
Yeah.
In the darkness of crowds. We seek solitude. And weep. And we find it. Information is being brought to us. So fast. Information comes through the air. Information comes through the wires. All that information just makes us grow darker. Children are starving while nations grow.
Oh my God, look! That's my hardware!
Animals scream in feed blocks. Chickens are boiled alive.
Did you burn me a coffee that morning?
I just wanted to have lunch.
You like it that much? No, I know them. I just wanted
to get some shoes. I wasn't making a political statement. I dyed my hair black.
Really? So you know those guys?
I got steel going through my face. But I still got to work.
It's not even the
life right now. Because they wear a tie, they think they're better than I am.
You moved out?
I sit in front of the wire. And I broadcast everything.
Yeah, he,
I've learned how to rewire so that I can use the box so that we can strike back.
What do you like about Rant Radio?
It's so hard to be alone.
No, what do you like about Rant Radio?
It's so hard to keep the pipe up.
So you're a deacon.
It's so hard to walk to the farm.
Yeah. You used to do that all the time. So you'd be like,
to the sarcasm and the hate that falls like rain from the dark skies. It's so hard to walk.
Oh, it's so funny, though. Like, you can't. Yeah, it's very
interesting. He's invisible. Because I can't take him home with me. Because I'm only 2 steps away from my days. But one day, you won't have to be alone. One day, we can all band together. We can try to make something better. We can try to stand together for something. Anything.
No, they,
His old band is playing downstairs.
Closer.
They're playing upstairs. Al comes
all these wires.
Blocks on his feet.
All these airwaves.
And he's grabbing up the light breaking. And he's like holding like this. And he's saying he's wrapped in anti-wrap. All over. He's got his face. It looks like the alien from the
cars.
The lagoon or whatever, right? And it's
no one
his face
is
all shaped. He's got horns and all this crazy
stuff.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Just like me.
Yeah, and there was like all the Hells Angels pulled up right in front of him. And they like, somehow these Hells Angels just like love this guy. Would go to any of their gigs, they'd pull up with this outdoor gig, with all their bikes right in front of the stage, sat there, waited until their band played, and then took off. Sitting there drinking beer all day, nobody said a word to him. They're like, hey Al, how's it going? Here's a beer or whatever. And boom, left as soon as they finished playing. They just love this guy. Yeah. Weirdest. Yeah.
Alone. It's so hard to be alone.
Mama gonna knock you out.
You sit in crowds. In the darkness of crowds. You see solitude. And weep.
I don't know if it's much bigger. Just if the space is used a little bit.
Information. Comes through the air. Information comes through the waters. And all the information just makes us grow.
Darkness.
While all nations grow fat.
That would go over real
well.
No,
you
know,
you
that's
it.
Yeah. That's small. Literally. I would walk in, close the door, and have to go into my bed. Like, and I had enough room to like bear. I didn't even walk around the bed. Like, that was a queen size bed.
See each other. Separate.